brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Way past half over. It seems like it just began, doesn't it? July 30th. Thursday, July 30th, 2009. Thank you so much for joining us today. Important broadcast transmission lined up for you today. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, medical doctor, expert on the swine flu, as it's known, the genetically engineered flu. She was in Mexico when it all broke out back during April. She'll be with us for a full hour today to go through different facets and angles of this. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny coming up in 1 hour. Then we have Bob Cohen and Eric Nadler coming on. They made the film Anthrax War. Yesterday was the anniversary of the murder, the evidence is clear, of the anthrax patsy, the third patsy. But they figured out they needed a dead patsy, so he couldn't speak up for himself, and that's certainly what happened. So we'll be going over anthrax war today coming up in the third hour. And we will also have open phones throughout the broadcast. In fact, any of the issues, Sonia Sotomayor, now the Supreme Court Justice, she believes that there is no right to keep and bear arms individually. She is now your Supreme Court Justice. Obama and the Justice Department have been sending threatening letters to Tennessee and other states that are declaring their Second Amendment rights under the Supreme Court ruling and under the 10th and 9th Amendment. We have polls out. 75% in one poll want the Fed audited. 71% in another poll want it abolished. The vast majority now believe the Federal Reserve is the problem. Now people know it's private. I cannot stress enough the level of this victory, that we've gone from no one knowing about the Federal Reserve being private after all these decades of work to just massive awakening. We've got to make sure we capitalize on all this in the info war against the globalist. We've got NLE09 going on today. Mainstream news reports about them coinciding, quote, arrest of extremists around the country with NLE09. Got stories up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. You can go read with NLE09. Arrest coincide with NLE09. They've got another Pentagon drill coming up. The Air Force is announcing, along with the Army and others, that they are patrolling the Internet and engaging in info war against the American people. It is all getting crazier and crazier and crazier. And Obama's approval rating has dropped even more in the last 2 days. A new Rasmussen, a new Gallup, several other big polls. He is in absolute free fall. The bigger the hoax, the bigger the con game, the bigger the mind control, the bigger the illusion, the faster it falls. It's kind of like an explosive fire tends to dissipate quickly. A big boom, but it's fading away very, very quickly. So they are going to stage false flag terror. You can bet your bottom dollar that that is what is going on. Speaking of the dollar, treasury note yields are plunging. The dollar's gyrating, plunging again. It is just a crazy time to be alive. And I want to do what some talk show hosts called radio graffiti. And I've been trying to break my habit of taking one call every 20, 30 minutes and then ranting about it. I'm getting better. A call every 5 minutes or so. Let's try it. In fact, when I come back from break, I'm going to eat my hat, as they say, if I don't take 10 calls in the next segment. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. 259-9231. Whatever you want to discuss, whatever angle you want to take us in, whatever question or comment, it's just going to have to be short, though. That's the catch 22 to get everybody on air. It is all coming up straight after this break. The websites that I attack coordinates in the info war are prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, infowars.net. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There is a massive buzz going on across the country and the world dealing with the so-called swine flu, this genetically engineered flu. They admit it's engineered in some lab, but they say, oh, that's a minor footnote. Don't worry about it. They're arresting people and detaining people and grabbing people off airplanes and locking down hotels. And it's killed less than 200 people in the United States and less than a couple thousand worldwide. And then every time you backtrack these death cases, it turns out somebody died of a heart attack or died of an infection or died of some other flu. And so those numbers are even cooked. Can you imagine, though, in the fall, when tens of thousands die from the regular flu strains, the amount of fear-mongering that's going to go on? And they've announced they're going to use the army to lock down cities and forcibly inoculate, and they're going to start with the police and the military and the firemen and the first responders and the school children and the pregnant women. So that's all coming up with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny in about an hour and a half. And then we have some experts on the whole anthrax case. The government launched anthrax attacks of 2001, and it's the anniversary of the murder of the Patsy. So we'll be going over all of that in the last hour today. The film Anthrax War, and just a massive stack of important news. Also, they passed 80,000 3 new taxes in New York State. Other states are passing scores of new taxes. There's no way to keep track of all of it. The feds are passing new fines, new fees, new regulations, new taxes at every level. And all over the nation, I have several news articles today where thousands and thousands of businesses are behind on sales taxes or state business taxes or state business income taxes, and they're just seizing them. And the people are like, I'm going to have to close my doors. I'm going to probably close my doors anyways. And they just say, good, close them. They love it. Just like the Soviet Union, this is a tool of neo-feudalistic control. They want shuttered businesses. They want everything shut down. So only big mega global corporations with their big glistening facades can stay open because they're tied into the big central bank money, the $23.7 trillion that's been stolen. They're flush in money and cash. They lobby for more regulations and taxes to shut down their competition. They love it. It's flypaper to shut down the little guys. You know, the Rockefellers 100 years ago lobbied for regulations to shut down their competition, but no regulations on themselves. This is how the monopolistic, monopoly capitalism system works. These are monopoly men. What did John D. Rockefeller the first say? He said, competition is a sin. And the state of California, the state of Arizona, the states, many states are saying they're going to sell off government buildings, sell off roads, just handing everything over for pennies on the dollar. And now there's not even going to be the services that the quote government gives you. It's just everything's going to go to the debt. Except for police and arrest and taxes and seizure of property. All of that is expanding and anti-terror. Oh, there's plenty of money to train the troops to run checkpoints and confiscate your guns as the military all over local news. It's all over mainstream news. Not Alex Jones saying it. It's articles in Iowa and articles in Tennessee and articles in Texas and articles in Missouri and articles in California going, isn't it great? The Marines and Army are out training to take on the deadly militia. Oh, the Army's doing drills of checkpoints at the right-wingers attack. Oh, the youth brigades are training to take on the gun owners. It's all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. It's all coming up. But right now, as promised, let's take your calls. 1-800-259-9231. Roy in Maryland, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I must have dialed in at just the right time to be first up here. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about something. You had made a comment maybe a month ago or so, and I was wondering if you could get Jerome Corsi on so that your listeners could give him a history lesson, because I don't know what's going on.
Well, I mean, specifically, what are you talking about, Dr. Corsi? I know he's running around talking about Sonia Sotomayor trying to take over the states and these announcements of pro-Second Amendment declarations in different states, and her and Holder are out of control. They both believe in total disarmament of the American people on record. I mean, this is a fact, and no amount of hoaxing by the Obaminoids saying, you're conspiracy theorists, we don't want your guns, just hand them over, but we don't want them.
Well, what I was talking about specifically is how that any criticism of, you know, Israel attacking Iran, and he's saying now that, you know, he doesn't want them to do it, but God said it's going to happen, you know. He doesn't even realize that Jewish people didn't exist before the son Judah was born to Jacob. So, I mean,
listen, I appreciate your call, and I will get Corsi on about a host of issues. Corsi's not a stupid person when he's invoking the Bible. Corsi's a very interesting person. So we'll get him on. And when he's defending the Second Amendment or national sovereignty, that's great. I mean, I think he's an ideologue. I think he believes what he's doing, but he's a classic right-winger. And let's talk to John in Vermont. John, you're on the air. Go ahead, John. Okay, we're going to move on. Amanda in New Orleans. Amanda, you're on the air. Go ahead, Amanda.
Hi, it's so nice to talk to you. This is my first time ever calling in. I just want to thank you very much for everything that you've done. I am a member of PrisonPlanet.tv and support what you do.
Thank you.
I just want to let you know that I can't talk for too long because I'm at work, but we just received I work at a bank in New Orleans, and we received a email saying that our bank will be participating in a program to provide medications in case of an emergency from pandemics or bioterrorist attacks. They're telling us that our bank will become a POD, a private POD for our employees and their families. They're wanting us to fill out our name, date of birth, information, so that we can be first on the list to receive injections, which vaccines or medications in case of bioterrorist attacks.
Yeah, this is how the psychology works. They phrase it like it's some wonderful thing and you're special and you're getting it first. And they have drills going back into January of this year where the police practice bringing in mock vaccines and guard them from the militias. Remember in Indiana with the mass grave drills? As if militias, again, are just wanting to kill everyone like some type of body snatchers or some type of, you know, 28 days later, zombies that are trying to break into the compounds to get the wondrous stuff. Why don't you forward that email, if you have to, later from another account? I mean, we won't show what account it came from. What's the best one to send it to you, Neihardt, so people can get it? Well, there's five addresses there. Which one? Show tips at InfoWars. And by the way, we got a bunch yesterday from medical workers being told they're going to be given forced inoculations. That's also in the news, but it's good to have the internal documents. Will you scan through those emails? I know you're doing 10 jobs. Ma'am, what are people saying there at your office? Are they buying into this?
Well, actually, I work in the department that they get us to examine all the emails before they go out to all the other employees to make sure that the wording's correct and everything else. And so I was one of the first ones to get this. Not everybody in the bank has got this yet, but I guarantee you, once they send this email out, there's going to be people freaking out. Of course, they're the sheep. I, of course, am not. I'm realizing what's going on, and I asked my boss personally, is this voluntarily or, you know, am I waiving my rights by signing this information? And this is what he tells me back. He says, it's all voluntary as stated in the document, depending on the circumstances. He says, it could be a vaccination or medication. And then he puts in quotations, anthrax versus flu inoculation. He said, you can sign up for the program and take the medications if you offered to take medications, or you can refuse the vaccine if you don't want to.
I mean, look at the government totally turning us all into hypochondriac people. I mean, ma'am, you might want to tell folks that that's an experimental anthrax shot that they've suspended twice over 15 years of the military because it has killed tens of thousands of troops. I mean, you can Google anthrax shot killing troops and watch national newscast. You mean they're pushing anthrax shots too through this BioShield program?
That is what was said. That is exactly in writing, and I will definitely make sure that I send that for your readers. I mean, I'm reading it straight from the email. And once this email goes out to everybody in my bank, it's going to be insane, and there's going to be people freaking out. But I tell you one thing, if they try to come here, if there's a, you know, of course I live in New Orleans, and I've went through Katrina and all the other stuff with them locking things down, and if they try to say that if we can't work unless we get this injection, well, I guess I'm going to be out of a job because I'm not getting an injection, and neither of them is my children and husband.
Well, ma'am, what they're going to do is they're going to stampede you and try to scare everybody. But they failed in 2002 and 3 with the smallpox. So they're trying it again, over and over again, trying to acclimate people. Will you send that right now and chop off the top header? And or if you send it to me,
yeah,
I'll black it out.
Yeah, I'll do some alterations to it and block out my bank's name and stuff.
Well, you're awesome. Everybody send us the type of stuff. We'll do reports on it at showtips@infowars.com. You're just amazing, Amanda. We appreciate your call. Anything else?
No, I just want to tell you thank you very much for what you're doing, and you and Burmese are great. Keep it up. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. God bless you. Keep us abreast of the situation.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
Finally, in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
I got the guys in there digging through all of the show tips at Infowars.com. Documents and emails and mainstream news articles where they're saying they're going to forcibly inoculate first responders. Now, this is all color of law. This is all fraud. They're operating under United Nations treaty and the level 6 pandemic rules. That's why they've already implemented pandemic level 6. And then they can incrementally put in the lockdowns, the quarantines, the martial law. And later I'm going to read over CBS News saying it, Associated Press saying it, CNN. But they're all reporting it like it's fun. She notices the approval rating plunges as the economy falls apart. More and more, I'm beginning to really understand it is going to be flu that is the main false flag. They may mix in some terror. In most of the drills, they have militias, i.e. gun owners, attacking the flu workers, attacking checkpoints, trying to steal flu vaccine as if anti-New World Order people are fighting to get it. No, we're fighting to get away from it. But see, everything with the globalists is the opposite. Everything is a twisting, a deception. And for several years, they've been doing these drills, and now it is just fever pitch. The flu's coming. The gun owners are evil. They want to kill you. Mass graves are good. And we'd break all the mass grave news and be laughed at and give you secret documents. And then now it's all mainstream news, confirmed again. Again, I'm not saying it's a real pandemic. They're saying it's a pandemic. They're saying we're under a pandemic. Back since late April. And I guess I should just drop everything and cover the police state and the pandemic, because that is what everybody's freaked out about. Even though the news is saying everything's fine, take your shot, it's good, the army's coming to save you, the public, people that aren't even listeners of mine, just mainline yuppies are starting to say, I'm not taking it, something's wrong, I'm scared of this flu, why are they hyping it up when it's no big deal? And people are going, wait a minute, it kills 37,000 a year, the regular flu, this thing's killed less than 200. Why are they have emergency tents set up? Why do they have quarantine set up? Why are they doing all these drills? Why is the army out running random checkpoints? Why, folks, I'm telling you, Obama is plunging. The whole New World Order's in trouble. The Federal Reserve's on the defensive. Bernanke's up there on stage in Kansas City being basically booed by a handpicked audience. They're going to pull a false flag. And the flu... I mean, I've been saying this since March, folks. Before it happened, I saw the movement, the buildup. And then now, like a bad dream coming true, it looks like that's where it's all going. Now, if we scream bloody murder and get the word out, we may be able to back them off. But Amanda's sending us that email. Other people are sending us documents. We're trying to put some stories together on it. There's mainstream news articles now saying they will try to force emergency workers to take the shots. Man, I feel sorry for the police and firemen and medical workers. Frank in Louisiana. Frank, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good to be with you, Alex. You know, this is so amazing. I thought it was really picking up steam during the Clinton administration. Then it got worse during the Bush administration. But I tell you, in the last 8 or 9 months, you have the TARP plan, you have the stimulus package, you have cap and trade. Now you have
They have bills to basically end the Second Amendment, and they sit there on TV like parrots saying, stand down, there is no attack, there is no bill, we can read the bills all day, and they just, it is total Pentagon psyop. The Pentagon openly is taking over the internet. I mean, this is just high treason.
Man, it's high treason on so many different levels, Alex, and then this medical plantation.
Making their move. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're right, though. They are making their move. This is it, boys. They are coming in on us. Go ahead.
Listen, Alex, this welfare, this medical plantation, as you know, the drug-infested, crime-ridden welfare plantation during the Johnson administration, that was all planned. We know that. And then people are missing something else. Just the last 2 days, you had Obama and you had Hillary Clinton standing in front of this thing with the Chinese flag and the American flag tied together. Obama is stating that we cannot make it anymore without communist China. And I don't know if people caught this.
No, I caught it. In fact, I watched it live on C-SPAN and almost fell out of my chair as I was sitting there eating dinner. And it was actually a rebroadcast. But, I mean, the point is I sat there and watched, you know, the unedited footage of it. And that's the point. I meant to rant and rave about that. There are so many things that I see that I don't even get to.
Moving so fast. I mean, this Obama's a speed demon. I mean, he's unbelievable what he's doing. And they don't realize these bills are not written by him. They're written by the foundations.
That's right. And that's why Biden said after the election, he said, we're going to be hated 6 months in. Because the public's going to figure out this was a bait and switch. I mean, he is slitting our throat. Thanks for the call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man. To be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm here. What an exciting time to be alive. The adventure. The danger. The thrill.
My love is vengeance.
But I don't fight the New World Order for those reasons. In fact, I try to govern those emotions because we are on a planet hurtling through deep space, circling a gorgeous sun. We have an elite playing the part of a scientific dictatorship, domesticating us, dumbing us down like animals. The planetary planners, the world planners. And all I'm trying to get people to do is look outside the bubble, look outside the controlled rat maze we're in, and see the bigger picture. And I just can't believe that there are these millions of people that serve evil, many of them who who are compartmentalized, but because of this show and other information, now know the truth of what they're working in. How are you part of something destroying your own future, your own destiny, hurting so many innocent people? There's still time to turn back. There's still time to get on the side of right, like Saul of Tarsus. Hey, pull up a dictionary or encyclopedia boil down of Saul of Tarsus. Maybe I should read that on air for all the souls of Tarsus out there. I mean, do you really like working for the dark side? You really think it's fun? The way they treat you, the culture you're in? Maybe you've never tasted love. Maybe you don't know what it is. Maybe you've never tasted honorableness and goodness and decency and truth. Now, none of us are perfect, but the more I get into goodness, the more I get into truth, the more I try to train myself not to be evil, because we're all evil at certain levels, the better it gets, the stronger I get, the greater discernment I receive. And I just feel sorry for you because you're missing out being on the good guys team. I don't understand it. You know, you believe the atheist and the sociologist and the people that tell you there is no good, there is no evil beyond good and evil. But they all have moral codes as well. They all have systems they follow. They just want you to be rudderless. They want me to be rudderless. They don't want you to stand for anything so they can push you around. These are great calls. We're taking your calls. I'm continuing. Okay, I tried to take a bunch of calls in the first and second and third segment. I'm starting to do it now. I'm going to give each person about a minute or two, unless it's some incredible caller like Amanda. And, you know, it's not just that I don't believe Amanda. I do. I believe her, the sincerity, that it's absolutely true what she was saying. But separately, not just my discernment knowing she was telling the truth, her inflection, her voice, the tremor in her voice, the love in her voice, but also the fact that I already know the banks and hospitals, the entire infrastructure. See, that bank she's in has got one of the 56,000, and that was 2 years ago. We haven't gotten any declassified leaks since then on InfraGuard. They started it in 2002 with 1,000 corporate CEOs and officers, corporate officers. Then by 2004, it was above 20,000. And last time we saw it in 2007, it was 56,000 InfraGuards with license to kill. And they are even given computer Homeland Security logins with who to kill in the bank, who to kill at the power plant, who to kill at the Walmart. Oh, yeah, Walmart's at the heart of it. Up there in Bentonville, Arkansas, the FBI admittedly runs their big underground computer system. And it's InfraGuard. Now, the last time I checked, and it was growing exponentially. It was growing exponentially. So I would say we're probably over 100,000. When we learn about InfraGuard, when the numbers come out, it's probably over 100,000. But we know 56,000 InfraGuard. And so because they're in infrastructure protection, your water districts, the toll road companies, all of them, that's why they've got little private SWAT teams. Those are the new MERC teams. And under their local manager's control, it's not just CEOs or their adjuncts now, they have shoot to kill. And that's why the Chicago Police, CBS News announced, yeah, if you run from us, we're going to shoot you in the back. Doesn't matter if you're not threatening us. CBS News. Remember the Ithaca Journal, Ithaca newspaper? Private Gruckheimer comes back. He's proud of himself. He said, yeah, we do hunter-killer teams. We go into whole Afghan villages and kill everybody, including babies. And then Fox News had a general on a day later to go, now let me clarify, those are only in certain Taliban-infested areas. Yes, we kill everyone. And they went, oh, good, good, only in those areas. Everyone is killed. They walk up to babies in their little cribs, and they stick the nub of that M16 up there, that flash suppressor, and they triple burst that baby into Valhalla. And why not? They're killing babies in the ninth month there in America. Holdren says kill babies after they're born. Peter Singer says it. All the eugenicists say it and write books. By the way, I ordered more than 20 books, and they just came in from Amazon of Holdren and Ehrlich. I got more than 20 books, two huge stacks of evil sitting in my office at home. Came in last night. There's so much evil, I can't even, people think I exaggerate. They think this show is, no, it's 10 times worse than I'm saying, literally. I can't even describe to you the level of evil. Let me tell you something, cops and mercenaries. I know you're not going to listen now, most of you, but when you're wondering why you're dying of cancer at 40, or you're wondering why your five-year-old's got leukemia, or you wonder why your 18-month-old was walking around and giggling and laughing and talking and now sits in the corner drooling, it's the shots. You wonder why you're in a haze and your thyroid's all screwed up. It's the sodium fluoride, and that's a cover name for hundreds of different chemicals. Some water systems get a mix that's over 100, some over 200. I mean, I couldn't make this up if I tried. I can't write 1,100-page textbooks called Eco-Science about how they're poisoning the water. And again, I intellectually, coldly track all this information and work on stories and reports, and then I get on air and it just all hits me like a ton of bricks. I just can't believe we're letting this happen. I just can't believe that this is real. I understand why you're in denial. I understand why you don't want to believe this. You think I want to? Every week or two, you know, I'll wake up, not even with a nightmare, I'll wake up sad. I'll jolt awake at like 3 a.m. and just go, my God, it's real. And just thousands of pieces of data. I'll just have a brainstorm in the middle of the night. And I'll just get out on my knees and say, God, give me strength. And not strength from fear. It's of like sadness. It's, my God, this is real. This is really going on. And all these people on petty power trips with that wild, crazed, satanic look on their eye who've been sucked into these power trips, the police and the bureaucrats and the government people and this whole petty system of this pecking order. It's so scientific, so crafted, so abominable, and so anathema to everything decent and good. Tony in Chicago, where they're getting ready with mass graves and forced inoculations. All of our intel shows Chicago and New York are the main centers of where they'll beta test locking down cities and forced inoculations. This won't be the big one. This is just a training op. It'll be bad, but I believe this is just a mass live-action training op for the real soft kills to come. But Tony in Chicago, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today besides scared like me? Boy, oh, boy. You know, Chicago, Chicago. Just yesterday you talk about the shoot-to-kill orders on the chases and stuff like that. Well, today on the morning, just to go right along with that, see, you got the story about a fake cop running around Oak Park, which is a suburb out here, running around pulling people over. Wow. So, you know, you can get shot for running off, but look out for fake cops trying to pull you over. My goodness gracious.
And the cops are like, look, they're not just saying cars. You run, we're going to kill you. This is Fallujah.
Oh yeah, and let me tell you something, brother. Now I'm a unfortunate cigarette smoker, but I don't smoke in my house. I go outside every night. Last night, in the past few nights, but last night was the worst. They are chem bombing us up here.
I know.
I mean, it's horrible. And it's.
But
like
see, the cops don't care because if they get to shoot us in the back, they don't care if their kids and them are breathing aluminum dioxide.
Well, they had to shoot me in the chest, Alex. But you know. I just want to say, you know, and it's a combo, the water. Like,
well, let me just say something before I want to interrupt you. What do the police think is going to happen when they do start opening up on people? This isn't going to be like Iraq. I mean, do the police realize that once they go past that line, it just turns into absolute bloodbath?
Well, let me just give you a ray of hope from the happy hunting grounds up here. I spend some significant time in the South Side of Chicago dealing with shadier variety of people, and they're not fooled by the Obama deception. They are not tricked. The majority of people I talk to, they're not buying it.
It's not black folks that are mainly buying his baloney now. It is yuppies. It is yuppies. I've been doing a lot of liberal radio interviews. In fact, maybe later if we get the clips, I'll play some from 1360 up in Dallas. I was on for 45 minutes yesterday. And I would sit there and say, there's eugenics. Haldren wants to poison your water. Here's the textbook. The whole thing is scanned in, and we have links to university copies of it free online at Infowars.com. And this lady called in and said, you're a racist. And she did sound like she was black. But, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But so you're saying the folks in Chicago were waking up. Tell me about it.
Oh, well, you know, I'm down in I'll be on the south side, all over the suburbs. Actually, on my, I won't lie to you. I have to have a distraction. It's my Xbox Live. People on Xbox Live, they're waking up, Alex. They're hearing about the Fed. They're talking about the Fed. People that, you know, a year and a half ago didn't know there was actually, you mean there's a House, a Senate, and a, you know, executive that are just now there. It's Ron Paul. It's the Federal Reserve. They're not going to have the time they think they're going to have. They're
no, they know. That's why they may not even release a soft kill. They might. Let me tell you, these people are unlimited evil. Okay? They are. They are. They write books. Brzezinski, again, has written several books. We've quoted him here. In fact, pull up Zbigniew Brzezinski quotes on Pol Pot. He brags that he helped Pol Pot kill 3 million 30%. And that's why they honor him. When he walks in a room, the globalists begin looking, because they're psychos, and to them it's like he's a god, because he's got that many, you know, to them, dead spirits basically attached to his mojo. And I'm not kidding. That's how these people roll. The more you research him, they are Hellraiser type creatures. And, I mean, folks, they will, oh my God. But yes, you're right. It is so exciting that people now know about the New World Order. And I agree. It is blowing up in their face. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Tony. Steve in Chicago. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air.
Well, I hate to break the continuity, Alex, but, I want to say that I'm for the shoot to kill order. I remember the 1969 King riots on the West Side. And that's what old Mayor Daley said, and it stopped the riots. They stopped the burning. Now, the reason why I called up is the beer can summit. As you know today, there's that Cambridge police sergeant who's meeting with this colored professor at the White House. Now, the situation is Obama jumped in right away, and he said, well, I think it's a stupid idea for the police to enforce law and order. We used to have law and order in the 1960s. We don't have it anymore. But the point being, Obama didn't say, well, look, I had almost 20 traffic tickets from Cambridge, Massachusetts when I was a Harvard law student there, and I graduated Harvard Law School. Of course, I skipped out on those tickets. Nor did he say he didn't pay his Chicago Police Department traffic tickets either. Now, the point being, I'm just in the court.
I'm actually kind of liking him now.
Well, the point is, I was in the court just 2.5 weeks ago on one single seatbelt, and if you get a doctor's note, and it's the same thing, I looked it up in Texas, the Texas public safety law, that if you get a doctor's note, you go to court that you can't wear a belt for medical reasons, they throw it out. So that's what they did.
Listen, Steve, we're talking about global pandemic, new world order, drugging the water supply, world government, and you're calling in about the political race football that they're staging with these police and this professor and Obama. They want to distract everybody off the bank, stealing $23.7 trillion and ruining all of our futures. And, oh, man, I mean, Steve, what is the point of all of this? You call every few weeks, and it's always about race. You are just obsessed with it.
Well, Alex, the handler for Obama and Deval Patrick, who's the governor, is Axelrod.
It's a pack of criminals. It's a pack of slime bag Chicago crime machine. But sounds like you like the Daily Machine. You were just telling us how great the old man was.
Well, he kept law and order in the city during the
60s. My God. That's also what the mafia always does. They run the larger crime syndicate, and then they allow the crime to operate. And then, nice to talk to you, pal. I just can't hear how Mayor Daley's a great guy, that pimp. They take your guns, the crime rate explodes, then they run around. It's just like the mafia says, pay me insurance money or somebody's going to burn down your grocery store. I'm not going to burn it down, but I know the guy that might do it. So you need to pay me protection. In fact, there's a famous clip of old man Daley going, The police aren't here to stop crime. The police are here to help push the crime. I mean, oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen, it makes my head spin. You know, I think I'm going to tell my producers this right now. I'm going to give you a big list after the show of doctors and medical doctors on the flu pandemic and experts on Baxter Pharmaceutical and Advantis and others. And I want to just shift into 50% flu coverage now because I'm guaranteeing you this is going to be big. I can see their setup. I can see where it's all going. And we have to force the show to be about the flu or it's going to turn into black professors at Cambridge. I just can't do it. I just cannot do it while the New World Order is rising out of the ocean like a beast in front of us. And they've got army running drills all over the country with foreign troops, mainstream news. And everybody's talking about that stupid, stupid, stupid professor story. I mean, it just makes me sick. They want us at each other's throats.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acola Blue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
Gentlemen, it's very simple. It's an elementary equation in politics, in social engineering. For the first time in modern U.S. history, the people understand that the Republican and Democratic parties are bought and paid for puppets, that the entire leadership is total compromised trash. They're either bought off or intimidated or isolated. And Bernanke is stuttering and stammering. We're going to play this later. He is having to go out on television to defend himself and try to sit there and say why he shouldn't be audited. He is getting caught in lies. People are now talking about the New World Order. So the establishment comes out and says, oh, yeah, there's a New World Order. It's for your safety. And everybody goes, wait a minute. You said for 50 years none of this existed and you weren't setting this up. This is exactly what all these, quote, weirdos told us would happen. It didn't work. The people remember because you and our predecessors, but all you great listeners out there, you took action. And we got ridiculed. We even got ridiculed by some of the libertarian wings of the Ron Paul supporters. Don't get into world government. Don't get into New World Order. Don't talk about it. Be more mainline. And I said, no, we've got to force the issue into real issues. If they say mainline is dressing up like Teletubbies and running around and jumping off cliffs, it doesn't mean we become mainline. We put the truth out. We don't let them label the truth as fringe or weird. We force the truth out into the mainstream. We become the mainstream. And we do that by not caring what these followers think and say. We do it by being leaders. So the globalists desperately want to change the subject. The globalists are absolutely desperate right now to stage a war, release a deadly flu, or hype a flu that isn't deadly, and create a total hysteria to shut down all other news. And worldwide, the countries we see using this flu as a way to take liberties, China, Mexico, and others that are teetering on the edge of collapse. I mean, China has giant citywide riots in different major cities every day. They're losing control of whole sectors. Same thing with Mexico. They use it as an excuse to lock down. Oh, we're locking this down to keep you safe from the bug. It's all a bunch of political voodoo, a bunch of witch doctor scamming flim-flam. It's a con game. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's coming up at 8 after. I'm going to take a few calls when we start the next segment. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 10 minutes. Before I end this hour, I just want to tell you, they could use a massive flu pandemic or a war with Iran to shut down the internet as we know it. The feds are now putting the hubs in to do just that and publicly saying that the cybersecurity command is designed to do that. They could use that to really shut things down if they need to and bring us into a total depression with kind of a flu fear-mongering as the overlay to get everybody to stand down and go along with it. That's what I see the anthropologists, sociologists, psychologists, psych warfare people doing. That's their main card I see them pulling in this next hand. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, I'm begging you to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and become a member. Download Endgame, Terror Storm, Truth Rising, Obama Deception, High Quality, Burn Them to DivX, DVD, CD, give it to everybody. Order the DVDs at Infowars.com in high quality. The Obama Deception Endgame. These two films are so key. Terror Storm. Get it out now. We've never had people more ready to wake up. And we've got the jump on the enemy if we massively reach out to everybody. I mean at red lights and grocery store checkout lines and church. And at work, you better scream bloody murder, and my films and books and materials are the way to do it. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139 or get the free YouTube videos and get them out to everybody!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right.
clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is joining us coming up the next segment to break down her overview of what's going on with this flu situation. We know it's staged. We know this is a staged event. We know the Army's getting ready to set up martial law, checkpoints, CNN, PrisonPlanet.com. We've got all the reports up there. And I'm going to blitz through that with her coming up. But I want to say it again. This is a mission, what we do here. I don't risk my name, my treasure, my life, my family for nothing. I know we got to fight bullies. And I'm asking listeners, whether you listen on AM or FM dial, global shortwave, the internet, the podcast, however you do it, please tell one person a day physically about the show at work or at on the road or calling to talk radio. Not just other Patriot or Liberty programs, but other mainline programs. We are exploding and reaching millions of people every week now because you've been doing this. Let's redouble and then redouble and redouble and redouble. You'd think I'd do enough in the fight against the New World Order, but no. I am now at red lights, rolling down my window and saying, tune into this local station. Tune into 590 AM. Tune into 90.1 here in Austin. I am now doing it at grocery stores. I'm now speaking up. I've never really done this, but a few times. Now when I fly, I just start talking. You know, this is a police state, and I don't like the body scanners, and this taking our shoes off is to train us to submit. And suddenly the TSA guys come up and say, we're all fans. We know, Alex. We know. See, I'm breaking through the blinders, the comfort zone bubble. And because I'm not going down without a fight, folks, and I'm going to fight 110%. And I just thank God every day that I had good parents that taught me to read history books and taught me about history and that loved me. And that, you know, I thought that my parents were just normal and everybody was like my family. And I didn't know that kind of my whole Puritan family lineage, and I'm not saying I had a perfect family going back through history, but looking back on my forebears and my ancestors, I come from pretty good people. Pretty good, hardworking people that always stood up to evil over and over again. And I didn't realize that a lot of people come from scum. They enjoy evil. They enjoy screwing other people. They enjoy being bullies. And as I grew up, I began to realize that. But I am just so thankful that I woke up to this early. I'd say when I was about 16 years old. It wasn't even waking up. We did an interview with Alan Watt in Canada coming up in the new Obama film. And he made a point, you know, we asked him when, well, I can't really get into Canada. They had me on a terror list, basically, so my team got in and barely. But we asked him, when did you wake up? And he said, I was born awake. Everybody just knew it where he grew up in a bad part of town, in the poor part of town in London. Everybody knew the system was cheating you and lying and scamming, and it was a new world order. And I grew up middle class, but reading history and being informed, everybody, you just know that. Old timers all just knew this. So I really was brought up awake. I just didn't realize that other people weren't awake. I didn't take seriously the history. I didn't realize my duty to fight the evil. But I wasn't born awake, but I was born into people that were awake. And not people that were awake and really active. I mean, you know, my dad's idea of being active was stopping and helping every person he saw change tires. We'd say, no, don't stop. We want to go eat. Or, you know, we're on a road trip. We want to get to, you know, to the national park. Don't. And he'd pull over and help them. And then sometimes they'd be crazy people. Sometimes they'd be scammers. Sometimes they'd be, and, you know, society's so corrupt and evil now. My dad, like 10 years ago, tried to stop somebody and help him, and they tried to jump him and rob him. It was a scam. And so, you know, he doesn't do that anymore. See, evil has a way of taking over, and then it pushes good people back and makes us kind of give up. No, the answer is not pulling your feelers back, but getting more out there. When evil starts trying to push you around, you gotta step in even stronger. You gotta take the ground. You gotta hold it. You gotta occupy it. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, MD, straight ahead on the other side of this quick break. Right here on GC.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Thursday, 30th day of July, 2009. Medical doctor Sherry Tenpenny is going to join us for the balance of the hour. I will continue discussing the staged flu pandemic, the global United Nations Level 6, the executive orders, after she leaves us in the next hour. Then it's the anniversary of the murder of the latest anthrax patsy. We'll do an hour on that and tie it into the flu and the history of staged government bioattacks, like the zoological agricultural staged attack. The British government admits that they launched the foot and mouth, but they say it was an accident. Showed up in dozens of locations in one day by accident, released from port and down. Military to work with FEMA during swine flu pandemic. PrisonPlanet.com. According to CNN report, the military will assist civilian authorities in the event of a significant swine flu outbreak. Cordoning, lockdown of cities, you name it. This is all in the level 6. We're under UN control under level 6. Here's another report. CBS News, under Executive Order 13,375, forced inoculations, forced quarantining, army lockdowns. Why did I come out on March 5th on this TV/radio show. We now are live at PrisonPlanet.tv, by the way. Simulcasting the last 3 hours of the show for those that are listening on radio. Why did I go on the air and say, in the cards, I see stage flu pandemic? Well, because I had emergency managers, media people, FBI sources, federal marshal sources. And then, of course, all this got confirmed in the next few months, saying they're building mass graves. They're going to local cemeteries in New York, Indiana, Texas, Arizona, Colorado, everywhere, getting ready for mass graves, saying there's going to be a flu outbreak in the fall. It's going to happen. The Army's involved. They're drilling with local police, practicing bringing in the flu vaccine. Quote, militia, gun owners try to attack and steal the flu vaccine when creating that Christmas toy scenario where everybody's got to have it. And the militias who are actually running from the flu vaccine, because they know what's going on, would be killing to get it. Then that was the first secret drill. Then they start fear-mongering a few deaths in the U.S. and Mexico. That's the next fake drill. In April, and I said, this is a drill, but I said, it's scary because they're saying end of the world, millions could die, billions could die potentially. Baxter was tied in, live bird flu mixed in with vaccines, homeless people dying, mainstream news. I said, in the fall, they're going to launch. Then Napolitano comes out weeks later and says exactly what I foresaw. I know them. I study them. You study a football team. You watch them for 20 years. You know a coach. You know what they're going to do. I know what they're going to do. And it's like being in a car with a crazy driver you know is going to wreck. They're going 100 miles an hour. You know the road's about to make a turn over the hill. You're saying, please, please, please. Now, we don't know exactly what they're planning, but we know it's staged, we know it's bad, and we know it's perfect cover for the imploding banks taking over the states imploding, the United States going into global banking receivership to the new bank of the world that we will pay our carbon taxes to. Now, we told you this 10 years ago. It's now all over the news. Everything will be okay if you let the Bank of the World carbon tax you, and you're all going to have a national ID card that taxes you off of what you eat and what you drink and what you do. LA Times, New York Times, total micromanagement, total eugenics, the official, you know, White House science czar's own textbook for government, how to poison the water, how to sterilize us, how to destroy our industry, a post-industrial world. There's no denial of this. I think God brought this out at this time, the book Ecoscience, to give us one last warning. No more denial. It's a compendium of everything we've said in their words, admitting word for word what we reverse engineered and documented they were doing from all the pieces. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so off the charts what's happening. And this is their perfect cover for flu pandemic, flu freaking out, flu lockdowns, even if it doesn't kill a bunch of people. If less than 200 died in the U.S. and less than 2,000 worldwide have died, and those are puff numbers themselves, what will happen if tens of thousands die during the regular flu season? Will the vaccine spread it as it has in the past? Will it kill people like the last swine flu vaccine that broke out on a military base when they gave Americans the shots, giving them neurological and other diseases in 76? That's admitted. Or will this be the cover for a massive attack? Have we already been given the binary first precursor to some? I mean, these people mean business. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny now joins us. But I'm telling you, in my gut, in my intellect, at every level of my mind and research, I have seen this coming since January, February because of the drilling, the getting ready, the gearing up. They're going to use this as their excuse for martial law. They realize the stage terror isn't working. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is a medical doctor from Cleveland, Ohio. Her board certification in emergency medicine and osteopathic manual medicine. And her integrative medical clinic focuses on allergy elimination, including treatment of children and asthma and allergies from women's health using bioidentical hormones and breast thermography. Her clinic has restored the health of patients who have come from 38 states and 8 countries. She has recently accepted the position of executive director of the, and I think she's since then left that in Mexico, but it goes on from there. She's in, joins us now today. The bio is too long to go over, and the website is drtenpenny.com. Doc, I did that 5-minute preface to kind of lay the foundation of what I'm seeing. Tell us what you're seeing, and where you think this is going.
You know, Alex, I listened to that, and I've listened to you before. I've read Prison Planet and a lot of other documents that I have privy to, just like what you do behind the scenes. And I have to be in agreement with you. Everything is marching down the path in the same way of just what you just laid out at the top of the hour. My question is, and I have a question for you about this, is, I mean, it seems so focused on the U.S. Is the same type of implementation being happening in other countries?
Yes, yes. Every NATO country and Western countries, you know, the master planners at the U.N. under UNESCO have written these, the whole world. Even Iran is following the World Health Organization Level 6 guidelines. So even, quote, enemies are following U.N. orders. And the U.N. has bragged this is the first global omnibus health system. And they're saying this is good for globalism, good for the New World Order. And so, yes, they're doing the same thing worldwide.
Well,
But you're right that the U.S. seems to be the most intensive.
It does. It seems as though this is absolutely a plot and plan against the American people. And what is happening out of Washington under the guise of health, which has been happening in the vaccine world for years, is they put up these fancy little pictures with all the smiley little kids and saying, we're going to vaccinate you to keep you healthy. And what I'm hoping is from the things that you're doing and I'm doing and a handful of other of us on radio and television and internet, we're going to get people awake, because the only possible way that we have to revolt and stand up against this is a grassroots awakening of people just saying, no, I am not going to do this. I'm going to band together with people in my community, and I'm not going to take this vaccine, and I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Absolutely. Doctor, you were in Mexico when all this was happening down there at a conference. I mean, let's go over this. Let's talk about this and discuss what we really know about the virus. It's incredibly weak. They're saying it'll mutate into something deadly, but I've talked to other virologists, and they've said normally stuff mutates into something less strong or benign. You've got all these big health advisors in Europe and the United States that are on vaccine maker payroll. How are they coming out with a test vaccine in only months, not 6 months? The cloning technology of the virus. And then openly saying they're getting ready for forced inoculations, telling medical workers they've got to take it first. The Army saying they're standing by. Dr. Tenpenny, you've got the floor. Break it down.
Well, I agree with everything you've said. And the scariest part of all of this is that, you know, it's all scary. I can't say the scariest. Is that as they are manufacturing this vaccine, they don't have to produce and release a package insert of what's exactly in the vaccine until it's been approved for use. So all the scientific research that they have, there's 11 centers, NIH centers around the country that are now holding testing, human experimentation is what I call it. And these people who are rolling up their sleeves and they claim for the sake of science and getting in compensation of that somewhere between $50 and $400 to get injected with a vaccine that has an unknown substance in it. There's 11 different sites. There are 4 different studies that are going on. They've started a study in Australia. They've started it in the U.S.
Can't that be the cedar? I'm sorry to interrupt. Other vaccine trials have actually caused pandemics before, and they don't care if Gardasil's killing girls in mass.
They don't care
if the bird flu test in Europe.
They don't care. And what they're going to do is they're going to watch this for 3 weeks for side effects. So if you were in the experiment today, Alex, and you got the first shot, they would follow you for 3 weeks to see whether or not you developed any sort of side effects. They would draw your blood to see whether or not you developed an antibody. And if it was looking positive, and like you did, low side effects and you had an antibody, the next round of experimentation is on babies. So, and they're using 2 different dosages of 2 different vaccines from 3 different companies. So how are they ever going to pool that data and crunch it? I mean, real live scientists that do real good research are probably like pulling their hair out right now of thinking, how can they possibly be doing this?
Well, it's obviously quackery, so they can say we did test, it's good to take. Just like they said the anthrax shot was good.
They really are not in a position of wanting to do good science, and that's the bottom line here. Because of the 2006 pandemic laws that are going into effect, the only way that you can sue and that you have any compensation whatsoever is, number one, you have to identify willful intent, and you have to get permission from the Secretary of HHS to sue and get compensation. If they have very little experimentation going on, very little clinical trials with very short follow-up, How could they? They could say, "Well, gosh, we had no idea that it was going to cause this many problems." So they could not be accused of willful intent.
All right, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I got a million questions here. I'm chomping at the bit. They've said other vaccines are safe, like anthrax and smallpox, and admittedly had to withdraw them. It killed so many people. So they're kind of testing the boundary. Gardasil's killing people. They won't withdraw it. The anthrax killed a bunch of people. They did. The smallpox did. They withdrew it. We know these flu trials the last year have been killing a lot of people previous to this. They're not withdrawing it now. They're setting that precedent.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit premiumecigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. Premiumecigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
I don't want to miss the forest for the trees here. There have been thousands of cases of different vaccines killing people, and many times causing pandemics and causing thousands to die of degenerative brain disorders on record, like in 76 with the last swine flu that popped up at a military base after an inoculation campaign. This is a government that's been caught doing chemical and biological testing thousands of times against the American people. This is a government that gave the Native Americans the smallpox blankets. But it's not even that information. It's that this is an unproven, different group, different companies, different vaccines, different trials, running around shooting everybody up for something that killed less than 200 people in the United States. University of Alabama implements mandatory vaccine program. That's been announced. I've got New York newspaper headlines. This is out of New York Business. New York proposes mandatory vaccinations for healthcare workers. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, this is a quick segment, but continuing, regardless, you know, they can say under executive orders they can force us to take shots, but then with the media, they're just kind of slowly broaching this to the public.
Yeah, I think that what they're trying to do right now is, at least because, you know, Alex, is internet as savvy as you are and I am and a lot of your listeners are, there's still a lot of people that aren't, and that they get their information and their news from Brian Jennings at 6 o'clock or 6:30, and they really think that that is the truth, and they really aren't talking about any of this on the 6 o'clock news. They're barely talking about it on the Talking Head shows. So I think that this is going to come up by surprise to a lot of people, and that's going to make and they're going to turn the fear crank machine. They're going to have more fear going this fall than what they even had back in March and April when they were doing the whole Mexican death tally scare thing. And then people are going to be uninformed. They're not going to know what to do. They're not going to know how to prepare. And they're just going to run down the street and roll up their sleeves so they get this vaccine.
Exactly.
And they don't die.
So we're in a race to reach out to the public and go, a couple hundred people die in Mexico City with compromised immune systems, living out in open air shacks. Half the population in Mexico City does live like that. Sick people, babies on breathing machines that were already on the edge of death die in the United States. Old people who've had five heart surgeries. I mean, this is clearly a hoax. What does your gut as a researcher, as a medical doctor, tell you? Is this just hype to sell vaccines and have a federal clampdown and get us used to taking UN orders, or is it worse? I mean, if they almost had a complete lockdown of the world over a couple hundred deaths, what's going to happen when the public gets confused by regular flu deaths in the thousands?
That's a great question, and I don't know that I have any answer to that. And I think that one of the questions that I've been asked hundreds of times in the last couple of weeks for all of the internet and radio and webinar work that I've been doing is, what do we do? I mean, what can we do? It's one thing to get all this information. It's another thing to give people something to do. So we've set up a website. It's pandemicfluonline.com, pandemicfluonline.com. And we've given people tools, downloadable PDF files that are flyers and brochures and articles that they can give to the editors. We're setting up mini PowerPoint presentations of things that they can take to their local community and get them informed about the truth about the flu shot, that it doesn't work in babies, people with asthma, in adults, or the elderly. It doesn't work in anybody. And to let them know that there's all the stuff that's inside the vaccines, and to give them information and phone numbers and telling them to call their senators and representatives and let them know that we don't want this. This is not.
And what about saying, let us home shield? If you're going to have the Army lock everything down, don't make us go to some inoculation center.
Exactly. Don't take all of those things. All that stuff, all those things are building on a daily basis on that website. So, because, you know, Alex, I've been saying for years, we've got to get people active. We've got to get people aware. But we haven't given them the tools to do that. And so we're creating tools now so that people can pass these out. And we're having a tremendous response where I am here in Cleveland, Ohio, that of passing out these brochures, of passing out the flyers to people that had no idea. And people who said, you know, I've been looking for something like this to pass out to somebody. Thank you for making this. So the more people that we get aware and the more people that know what's going on, the less that fear-mongering and that fear crank is going to be on the 6 o'clock news. And we've got, now we've given people something to do rather than just making them afraid. And there really is, the school's still out on the mandatory vaccination. I mean, we don't really know what's going to happen with that. But the only thing we can do right now is to get people aware.
That's right, because the precedent is set at schools. There's no law to take all these different shots, but they lie and say, oh, you got to take it, it's the law. And then they kick you out for truancy when you violate a policy. It's a policy, like we have a policy against chewing gum. So they're going to try to hit our kids first. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have tracked the history of the globalists. They funded Lenin, Stalin, Mao, Hitler, Pol Pot. They fund everybody. They are eugenicists. They are in power because they are the most ruthless, the most wicked, the most cunning. And good people could beat them if we would just admit evil existed, if we would just admit these psychopaths are operating. And I want the illusion shattered for police and military and the general public, people that serve the system, that think the system's good, that they go, well, I'm a good person, so the system must be good. No. No, the system is directed from the top by primeval, by total, fundamental, foundational greed, avarice, and control freak. I mean, that is the spirit of this selfishness, this wickedness. And they write textbooks bragging. They've been caught thousands of times doing unbelievably horrible things to us. And they say they're doing it. The British government, the Australian government, the German government, the communists under the Russians. The Russians aren't doing it now. The Russians admit that the government was sterilizing people and poisoning the water, and they apologize and pay their people to have children now and don't have CPS running around grabbing kids. I'm not saying Russia's perfect. It's got a lot of mafia and corruption, but it certainly is different. Just from, you know, proof is in the pudding. And this is real, ladies and gentlemen, and we're all in the boat together. I'm hoping this is just a beta test for future pandemics. As I've said, they're going to have more stage releases, training us how to be locked down, training us how to be controlled, because everything's incrementalism with these people. But going back to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, doctor, you know, I'm ranting here. It's just, I think about how the smallpox shots killed so many people and they had to stop them. I think about how the anthrax shots, two separate times, they forced the troops to take them and killed people en masse on record. And then nobody gets in trouble. I think about how Baxter gets caught doing all this stuff. I think about the homeless people trials, lying to them, and the homeless dying en masse. I mean, one group of homeless that were shot up, what, 23 died in one clinic in Poland? And then they've set the precedent now where we take the shots and we die, or we, all these people call that gave their daughters shots for Gardasil, and they have autoimmune disorders now and are in wheelchairs. I mean, this is really happening, doctor.
Yes, it is. And what's really scary to me is what is the adjuvants that they're going to be putting into these shots. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that the adjuvants are going to be added. And just to, you know, make sure everybody knows what an adjuvant is, I mean, we've got virus, which is called antigen, and then we have a chemical that gets put in it to make the antigen go farther. So if you've got a quart of antigen, but what you really need is 10 gallons of antigen, you put these additional adjuvants in there so you can use less of the virus per shot. The fact that we've spent hundreds of millions of dollars buying adjuvant from GlaxoSmithKline and from Novartis, we've already purchased it. We know that they're going to use it. The second, the part about that that's really, really bad is that neither one of those, AS03 from GSK and MS59 from Novartis, are FDA approved for flu shots in this country. But they're going to use it, and they're going to say use it by two means. One, they're going to say we're not going to have enough virus vaccine ready by the time we want to start this flu shot, so we're going to start putting some adjuvant in. We're going to declare that it's okay for use under the Federal Powers Act. The FDA can make that happen and fast track it, so we'll put it in the vaccine.
And then give them total liability protection. That's already been done. And for those that don't know, you're a medical doctor, but I've had other medical doctors on, virologists, all these experts. I've even had brain surgeons on, neurologists, and on record, they've known for 50-plus years that the different accelerants, the different things that these adjuvants that activate the immune system, that that's what is causing the brain swelling, the burning out of the pancreas, the swelling in organs, the autoimmune diseases. They know, and you're saying this is going to be supercharged with that.
Yeah, it's going to be supercharged with, because these adjuvants have squalene in them, and the squalene in experimental animals has caused horrible side effects, including debilitating arthritis. The recent report that came out a couple of days ago said that they're really having trouble with this H1N1 virus that they have, because it's not replicating as fast as they would like it to, and that the yields are only about 20% of what the normal yield would be for a virus that they're trying to create. So it's not growing very fast. They can't make very much of it. They only purchased a certain amount of it. So it's all leading to the conclusion, hey, government, hey, CDC, we need to put the MS-59 and the AS-03 in there to spread it around so we've got enough for everybody.
Well doctor, I've also read studies.
Neither one of them have been tested in children.
Neither one have been tested in children. I've also read that a lot of these chemicals they add to elicit the autoimmune response have been associated with later reproductive problems. And so, of course, they like that because it ends up reducing fertility.
Well, and even the normal regular annual flu shot, by which they're saying that kids who are going to school this fall and have not had a previous flu shot are supposed to get four flu shots before they go.
Forgot to ask you that. I'm going to try to shut up here, but please go through this because there's thousands of points here. I have a family. You have a family. It's freaking me out as this freight train comes towards us, and somehow we've got to get the public to wake up and say no. That's the big issue here, is that they're saying, like a placebo, go get old flu shots that they admit have no connection to this flu, give you no immunity, and people are already lined up at clinics and panicking for 3-4 months straight getting all these ridiculous shots. And Obama, Dr. Obama says you need to take 3 shots. Now they're saying 4 shots. I mean, soon will it be your morning flu shot? Break that down, doctor.
Well, they're saying that in order, that the theory is that in order to develop an adequate immune response, you're supposed to get a vaccine followed up by a second vaccine. So if you have children who are 8 or 9 or 10 years old who have not previously had a flu shot of any kind, the recommendations that are coming out is that they'll get the regular flu shot. 3 weeks later, they'll get their booster on their regular annual flu shot. 3 weeks later, they'll get their swine flu shot. And 3 weeks after that, they'll get their booster of their swine flu shot. And then we'll see how many kids can actually function in school this year, as if it isn't already bad enough. And they're recommending that for kids 6 months of age and older. So, you know, the adults are supposed to get 3 flu shots. They're supposed to get their annual seasonal flu shot, a swine flu, and a swine flu booster. But your kids, if they haven't had a previous one, they're supposed to get 4. I just think, you know, it's almost like there's this concept that all that's in there is a little dead virus and a little sterile water, and so what harm is it going to cause? And a little is good, so a whole lot must be better. And what we're doing is causing a massive amount of problems in children and adults, and everybody needs to just get informed about this. Go to pandemicfluonline.com, go to drtenpenny.com, download the information and pass it out to your family and friends. Take it to your school, let the teachers know it, let the people in your daycare know it, put the principals on notice that you're not going to have that happening to your children in your school system. It's the only way that we're going to be able to stop this from all these vaccines happening in schools this year.
And, Doc, that's my next 2 points, is, A, we had big victories in 2002, 2003, when they tried to order the 14 million first responders to take the smallpox shot and said, it's the law, everyone will do it or you'll be fired. Firemen, police, medical workers, nurses, doctors, city workers, county workers, state workers. The majority of them said no. So that program stalled and died. We've had victories before over this, but they've been so successful fear-mongering with the pre-flu hype. They didn't have that with the smallpox. They just use 9/11 saying, we just got hit a year ago. We're sure Al-Qaeda is going to use smallpox. People didn't buy that. But people have had the flu and know it really feels bad and know that it can kill you sometimes. So that's why this is so much more effective. That's why this fight is so important. So speak to our only recourse, I guess, is to educate, is to warn people, is to spread the word like our lives depend on it. With the articles at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Global Research has done a huge compendium article that's incredibly good. We've got linked up on InfoWars.com. So, A, educate everybody. We've got a fighting chance. B, I have the Washington Post buried in an article. Paul Watson's doing a story on it saying, oh, yeah, these flu shots have high levels of mercury. They've lied in the past and said they've taken the mercury out. Another lie. So speak to getting the word out and waking people up. And then the mercury angle.
Well, getting the word out is what I keep telling everybody they have to do. And everybody says, well, I don't know who I should talk to. Talk to everybody. I have a stack of flyers that I carry around with me in my purse and in the back of my car because I take them into everywhere. I say, here, this, and I've gone down the street by where my office is, and I've stopped with these flyers. It's the truth about the flu shot, and you can get it off of my website, and it's all over the Internet. And I don't even engage it with them in conversation. I just walk in and say, good morning, good afternoon, how are you? Here's some information I think you might be an interest in looking at, and turn around and walk out. So you don't have to stand there and debate anybody. And the worst that's going to happen is nothing. They throw it in the trash. But you never know whose hands that might end up in that might really make a difference. Your police department, your first responders, your sheriff, all these people need to know that you don't want this and that they may not even know what's going to be injected into their body. And once they know it, they might say, well, you know what? I don't want this either. And suddenly you've got an entire community that's going to rally around. So when the FEMA trucks come driving down your street and to look for people who haven't been vaccinated, you've got a community that's going to bond together and resist.
Well said. I want you to get into the mercury, but before we do that, expanding on what you're saying, printing up a nice flyer, using your flyer, printing up Prison Planet articles, global research articles, whatever. There's a lot of good boil downs out there. Our story about FEMA, you know, the flu, FEMA, martial law, mass graves. That has a nice boil down of facts. People are really interested in the flu right now. They instinctively know something's wrong. Something doesn't add up. They are begging for this information. Go to Kinko's or FedExos or whatever it's called now. And for $100, you could print up 5,000 one or two sheets. For $20, you can print up, you know, thousands. Get it out to people. And that's a child, a woman, a man that isn't going to be getting that, you know, onset of Parkinson's at 25, that onset of these brain disorders, people getting Alzheimer's at 40 now, all tied to the vaccines. Go ahead.
Yeah, and dementia and all, because that's really what's happening. We light up the immune systems in the brain, and it causes them to deteriorate. And that's why we're seeing so many young people now with ADD, ADHD, you know, all the adults with ADHD, all the things that we can label them with so that we can give them more psychotropic drugs like Effexor and Paxil and all of these things. I think that, you know, I've said for years, Alex, that I think that the vaccine industry is really the economic loss leader of the entire pharmaceutical industry. It's, you know, it's the idea that if of a loss leader is you know, come into my store, I'll give you a free T-shirt, and oh, by the way, while you're here, spend a couple $100. So the economic loss leader of being vaccines is, I'll give you this shot. It doesn't really cost me a whole lot of money, even though it is a $10 billion a year industry, but that's a pittance compared to other things. I'll give you the shot under the umbrella of keeping you healthy. We got to keep these kids from getting sick. And, oh, by the way, I'll make hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars, on all the drugs I need to sell you down the line after you're sick from what we've given you through these shots.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They make them approve other drugs. Even if they approve something bad, down the road the truth comes out. Vaccines are not held to the same standard. They can kill whoever they want, hurt whoever they want, because it's proprietary and very secretive what's really in it. It's the perfect cover for the soft kill. It's the perfect cover for the sterilization. The UN's been caught, as you know, adding the female hormone to the tetanus shot that then sterilized the women, only in a program for women that was pushed as feminism. Oh, we're only helping women, and because that weapon wouldn't have hurt a man. It was designed for a woman. I mean, this is diabolical, and the way they want to set the precedent to put in our body what they want, when they want. You know about all these new live viral vaccines that are really live action genetic engineer operations. I've had top genetic engineers on with the, quote, vaccine that cures you from cocaine or nicotine or heroin addiction. And it's a live virus that goes in and attacks the receptors in the brain, creating plaques so you can't absorb the drug, which also then blocks your endorphins. But don't worry, they've got a drug to then treat that. Can you speak to those classes of things called vaccines that are really nanobot, you know, genetically engineered viral weapons?
Yeah, they are. That's really, you summed it up really well, Alex. And they are DNA vaccines that are coming down the pike. And now they're talking about edible vaccines, that there's vaccines that are going to be in potatoes and carrots. There's a vaccine that they have considered doing in Africa that is spread by mosquitoes. I mean, it gets
that's Bill Gates.
It gets more like a grade B sci-fi movie all the time. And it would be really kind of funny if it wasn't so diabolical.
Well, that's Bill Gates, the eugenicist, who now they've totally given over $100 billion. I was saying 80-something billion. It's gone up. Him and Warren Buffett, they're all supporting Planned Parenthood. Bill Gates' daddy runs Planned Parenthood. They're openly, and he's like, I want to release mosquitoes to give you an HIV cure. And I mean, my God, doctor, this is pretty obvious what's going on.
You would think that by now, Alex, from everything that people have been saying, that there would be nobody left who would believe that vaccines are safe, they protect you, they're harmless, and they're good for you. But we've got multi-generational, 200 years of multi-generational indoctrination that people really believe that vaccines are good. They really will keep me from getting sick. And you know, the FDA and the government wouldn't ever approve anything that might harm me. And so the undoing that in people's psyche is taking a long, long time. But I think that pretty soon we're going to reach the 100th monkey here. I really do. And I think that there's going to be a 100th monkey phenomenon when all of a sudden everybody's going to go, holy cow. And they're all going to wake up at the same time. And honestly, Alex, I think that's what the government's most fearful of. Because of radio, because of the internet, because of webinars, because of all of these technologies that we have an exponential waking up curve that's happening unlike anything that you and I have seen in the last 5 to 7 years. It's happening really fast. And so there's this race to the finish line of like, holy cow, we can't control all those people. We can't keep them in the dark if suddenly they're all awake. We have to suddenly ramp up the 400-year pathway that they've had in terms of taking over the world, and we have to do it really quick, because if we don't do it soon, there's going to be so many people awake that are going to revolt that we're not going to be able to be successful, which is what I'm hoping will happen. They won't be successful.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you just hit it out of the park right there. You just said it all. They are behind schedule. People are waking up. They clearly have accelerated every program. The gun grabbing, the carbon tax, the banking takeover, the open borders, the wars.
Yep.
I mean, they are...
in a panic. In a bit of a panic.
Well, my dad did exterminating in college some to raise money, and he'd go into the bad part of town to kill roaches. And he said, it's true. When you spray roaches with poison, they start fornicating. And that's kind of what the elites are doing. They realize that they're losing, and so they're just going wild. They are really trying to take over right now. Final segment with our guest. Her website's on screen. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep.
By the way, I've gone crazy. There's 18 interviews in the new Obama film, and I just sent the guys off to interview Berg. That'll be a 19th. We're going to interview Dr. Sherry Tenpenny for the film. We just agreed to do it because I'm covering the flu some, but I think it's more important to even do more in the film on it and just how they stage crises. So very excited. You know, I forgot to even toot your horn, doctor, because who I have on is people that have proven to be accurate. And you wrote a book a few years ago about how they would use a flu as a pretext to take over. And I've read the book. It is almost like prophecy. And you were telling me during the break that sometimes you can't believe you wrote this. And, you know, I have that same feeling when I make these films and project what I think they're going to do. To be exactly right is really scary.
It is scary. And when I go back and I read it and I read the chapter about mandatory vaccination, is it possible? When I read about the last chapter about, you know, tying it all together, how is it that sick birds and sick people and vaccines and quarantines, how does this all come about and come together? I read it now and I think, I can't believe I wrote this. This was like prophecy. I wrote it in 2006. It's called Foul Bird Flu, It's Not What You Think, but it's very much about what's going on with the swine flu right now. It's exactly the same, and people can get it off of my website. It's at drtenpenny.com. It's actually even on sale right now for $20, so there's no reason everybody shouldn't have it and pass it out to their friends.
Well, I mean, in the book, you say, are they mixing it in with a vaccine? And then we catch Baxter at 18 locations mixing it in with the big vats. And then, thank God, somebody in the Czech Republic tested it on ferrets, and it killed them. Mm-hmm. And then separately, they won't say who the company is, but it says they had bird flu trials, London Telegraph says, that killed a bunch of people. But it says it was a pharma company, paid off officials to lie and give it to homeless. But it doesn't say it's Baxter. Do you have any intel on who that really is?
No, I don't. Not right now. Not off the top of my head, but I'll bet you if we look long enough, we'll find it.
Well, I mean, they arrested all the city officials in just one country. Why won't they say who the vaccine company is?
You know, they probably have dirt on everybody, or they probably threatened their children or something. You know, they're not, again, you know, they've killed off a lot of scientists, so it wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be out of line for them to put somebody on notice that if you talk, something not good is going to happen to your family.
Doc, I know you've got to go do an international conference call with some doctors discussing this. When is a good time for my producer to call you? Because I know it's a limited window to book, send in a crew.
You can call after 3 o'clock today. The call is for an hour, and I will be after the call today. And I think it would be really exciting to be part of the movement of what you're doing, Alex, because you're really making a difference. And I really want to thank you for all the work that you do.
Well, I want to thank you. We'll call you at 3 your time in 1 hour, 3 minutes sharp,
okay.
And we'll set up to send a crew. I'm almost out of personnel. I've got only 2 crews, and one of them's gone, and the other crew just got back from California. Doctor, we salute you. We'll talk to you in 1 hour and 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you so much, Alex. Take care.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a joke. This isn't a game. This is the real deal, and everybody has got to see my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. This is the film that exposes the eugenicists, who they are, how a world government is a means to an end. It says, for the New World Order, a world government is just the beginning. Once in place, they will engage their plan to exterminate 80% of the world's population. Ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly what eco-science, written by the White House science czar, says. He says a world government, a planetary regime, so we can sterilize and kill the majority of the population. Ladies and gentlemen, exactly what this film 2.5 years ago says. Exactly. Now, I was going off State Department documents, UN documents, where they stay up most of it. But, I mean, this book, the more I read it, I'm almost done. It's worse than I thought. It's all real. It's all true. Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So much is going on. So much is happening, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have words. I don't have a way to describe this feeling of dread, this intellectual understanding of the setup that's happening with the globalists and this flu hype. And then if we defeat them, if we expose them, people will say, oh, see, it wasn't as bad as you said. As bad as I said, I told you 3 years ago, Gardasil was killing people that took it in large percentiles. And hurting a lot of the others very badly with autoimmune disease. And then now you can just, it's in the news every day. Yeah, the Gardasil shot kills you. And the women are like, I don't care. I like it. You know what I mean? It's just sick. It's totally sick. And I've got audit the Fed news, bankers in trouble. Great news is happening. Stage terror news, forced inoculation news. It's just insane. I'm going to take 30 minutes of calls, and then I'm going to kind of get focused here. I got like 5-6 stacks here. They brought me more stacks of it's. Every one of these articles is off the chart insane. But I've got to just reset and get focused and cover it. Let's go ahead and take a call. We got Rocco in Connecticut. Rocco, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good,
I got the one quick question for you. I'm concerned basically about what's going on with the Fed in terms of this new practice called quantitative easing. And I really don't know what that's going to result in, but they were talking about some sort of a contingency plan in case it failed. What do you know about that, and what can you tell me?
Well, the bankers, going back 5,000-6,000 years ago, would learn that you'd keep your gold at their vault because you didn't want to get robbed. They had guys to guard it, and then they would give you script paper or little clay coins or whatever, nickel coins, whatever, that would symbolize that local bank. And they learned how to loan out 10, 20, 30 times the real gold they had and get interest on gold they didn't have. And then they just got rid of all that with fractional reserve, modern banking, with the derivatives, layering the derivatives, just made up crud paper, default swaps, all of this. And now they have the special lending rights and the special drawing rights and the quantitative easing. And that just means the Federal Reserve can buy its own issuance, can buy Treasury notes. The Treasury can buy Federal Reserve notes. That means they can all just buy T-bills, treasuries. They can just create whatever they want, create more SDRs. They already, at the global institutional central bank lending level, are lending each other, swapping fiat, just totally made up crap. I mean, the money changers have gone from just manipulating the currency and loaning it out, 10, 20 times to buy up real assets and rig the whole game for themselves to just unlimited money. And so they're saying if the $23.7 trillion they've stolen in 10 months isn't enough for them to buy up everything. See, when they first get the new money, it's still got some value. And then they say, well, we're not going to have high interest rates and we're not going to have high inflation because we're only going to buy big capital shipping lines and media and military and infrastructure. But still, that money's already starting to ooze in. So that's why the banks, the Federal Reserve pays banks to not lend money to us. You know, they said, oh, we're doing this to lend you money, your own money back. No. They don't just pay them to not loan to us because they want the economy to implode so they can consolidate power. That's part of it. That's why evil works so good. When you're trying to fix things and make things nice, it's hard. But when it's entropy and you want everything to fall apart and break down, it's easy. Doing evil is easy. That's why they've got so much power behind them. And so it's multi-level. But they also don't want banks to loan to us because that would actually create inflation. See, it's only about them buying up infrastructure, then shutting industry off because their false economy is in competition with the Main Street real economy. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Quantitative easing, special drawing rights, special lending rights. It's just the big secret world of our rulers, the autocratic banking elite, the plutocracy. I mean, they write books bragging that international banks own the world because they just create fiat, not even currency or even credit. They just make up unlimited money, buy everything up with it, and then people are still holding on to the few, you know, it drives up housing, drives up all the major prices of any commodity or any tangible asset. And so the general public is having their money devalued while the price of everything goes up at the same time and people can't even live. And then the elites bring in massive third world populations to drive down wages even further. And the globalists brag to bankrupt everybody to then bring in the social control net. So you're on welfare and they go, yeah, we'll give you food credits after we castrate you. And every time I mention the United Nations castrating people to get money in Africa and Latin America and Asia, they go, oh, they don't castrate you. They just cut your tubes. They give you a vasectomy or they give you a men and women. They cut the fallopians or they cut the other tubes on the male. I sent off to the National Archives and got United Nations chopping men's testicles off. It's in the new film. You people are in denial and you are going to see it. They can't wait to send the police to your house to chop your testicles off. They chase them down in Africa and India and chop their testicles off. Look, nobody's chopping my balls off. I'm sorry. I apologize. You know what? I shouldn't even have said that. And it's a family audience, but everybody knows what the organs are on the body. I'll use the scientific term, testicle. Huevo, whatever. Huevo rancheros. It isn't happening. Is that funny, guys? It isn't funny. In fact, Rob was up here, Rob Jacobson, until midnight with me last night when I did Coast to Coast AM. And he said there was a party in the apartment next to him and he didn't get any sleep, so that's why he's not doing an 18-hour today. He's a bit lazy. It'll only be a 12, 14-hour. He's about to get here. People don't believe me. If Rob gets here on time, have him, it's already captured, we will show them the United Nations cutting men's testicles off on this show today. And I don't want to hear, oh, that's too radical, or, oh, that's, see, that's how you're programmed. You know, oh, I can't see that. Watch it. Stop living in denial. Stop living in denial. I bought all these U.S. government State Department training videos about eugenics from the 60s. This isn't film footage of people chopping folks' members out. You know, that's the thing. People say, oh, they don't do hysterectomies on women to sterilize them. Yeah, they do. Because they found that has a higher soft kill on the third world women. If they grab them, kind of do a sloppy job cutting their uterus out, they have a nice kill rate where some of them die. You cannot make this up. They chose to add the female hormone to the tetanus shot because the particular hormone they added is only excreted during the beginning of second trimester, so it causes a miscarriage. And they found in third world countries that sometimes that unnatural miscarriage can kill the woman. So it's an added goodie. And I'm sorry. I know it's radical to the police to say, I'm not going to stand there while you stand by with machine guns and the local doctor chops my testicles off. I mean, I understand that's radical and extreme to say, I'm not going to let the Chicago police shoot me in the back if I run. They've now announced, you run, you die. I mean, it's just, look, cops, you're drinking the fluoride too. They've already put chemicals in your water. Of course, here they don't just grab us and chase us down and chop them off. That's because they don't have a water system in Africa or Latin America where they can pipe the thing to sterilize you to you and do it quietly where you don't know. They got to chase you down. The people are like, oh, I mean, literally, they pay the local police a percentage if they can forcibly inoculate. They'll pull in at 4 a.m., surround the town, run in, grab the people. They're screaming, yelling. They're coming in. Ha, ha, ha. Injections. Oh, now you going to die. The government love you. Now, when you know all of that, does it matter anymore? Now that you know that, does it matter to you anymore about the black professor at Cambridge? Does it matter anymore about O.J. Simpson? Does it matter about Anna Nicole Smith? Does it matter about all these distractions? No, it doesn't matter. And call Rob Dewin here. Because I want him to call Rob and I'm going to have the Rob call the Rob. I think he was in there when we were reviewing the testicle chopping. Come on in here, buddy. Hey, you talk to Rob or when is Rob coming in?
He said he's going to get some food and he'll be in. So I heard you talking about
Oh, God, he goes to Whole Foods. That takes 2 hours.
Tim, look for something?
Well, it's those National Archives. We've got a family planning thing, and it shows them chopping the things off men. I mean, they just chop them off. That's how they roll. And I just want to show people that before the show ends. Because I'm tired of denial. I'm tired of, I mean, I want to show what they got planned for you in your family. Right. I mean, you can't make this up. I want to just show people, it'll be in his office. It says National Archives, like a red cover. Just, I wanted to show people, just show people the DVD.
Okay.
Just see, this is your government at work. Okay. Anyways, started off with banking, Rocco. Rocco, go ahead and finish your point. We can turn his mic off. Go ahead, Rocco. Okay, Rocco hung up. Pat in New York, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First time caller, first time listener. I have a couple of points, but one of the points I want to bring up that your earlier caller was talking about with the FBI in Chicago and everything. The FBI assisted the mafia. They actually recruited the mafia during World War II to, quote-unquote, protect the ports of New York City during, like, you know, the war.
Yeah, they also used them in Sicily and in Italy and in Greece in the invasions out of North Africa.
They used them as assassination teams as well. You know, I mean, there was...
The mafia is the CIA. It's all one big crew. And we're the stupid schmucks that they poison in the water supply. It's all real funny.
I completely 100% agree, and especially when you apply something a little bit more recent, like Whitey Bulger from Boston, who had FBI protection running his entire crime scheme.
Oh, yeah, you got the top mafia hitman, and he is basically FBI, of course. I mean, look at New Jersey. Look at New Jersey with scores of mayors and city officials and rabbis and just organ harvesting and money laundering and just stealing. And, aha, we're the government. My God, it's great. We can do anything. These cattle will take it.
I mean, the corruption is almost limitless. I mean, especially, like, you know, I mean, there's this book called Black Mass, which is written by, like, you know, a couple of Boston Globe reporters, but it's about the whole Whitey Bulger, FBI.
That's a good idea. I actually had those reporters on years ago. Let's get them back on.
Yeah.
What's the name of the book again?
There's a lot of like information they provide that actually says, you know, the government is it's a federal mafia. You know, the government is complicit with these organized crimes.
Listen, let me explain something to you. Say the name of the book again.
It's Black Mass.
Yeah, Black Mass. I think I had them on when they were writing for the Globe. I didn't know about their book. But listen, here's the issue. Compartments of the FBI and CIA are mafia. The top compartments, the top of the pyramid. The average guys are investigating bank robberies and things like that. But that's why a few years ago, and you can pull up the headline, they took off almost all the IRS investigators of billionaires. And they put them on blue collar. So, yes, they're exempt from all the laws, and if some mafia doesn't pay their heroin cut, their cocaine cut, their child kidnapping cut, this is all admitted with Dyncourt and Halliburton, then the FBI is sicked on them. And so the mafia wears uniforms. And when somebody doesn't play ball, the real mafia gets involved. And in the 50s, the Italian mob got a little too big for its britches. It's one of the smaller mafias. And so the WASP and Jewish mob said, okay, we're going to use the law to break you down to size. So that was a mafia war right there. But you're absolutely right, and it's incredible. I appreciate your call. It is just, and the whole society's now collapsing. I mean, they are shutting down businesses, stealing everything, and the elites are all leaving to offshore islands. They're just stealing. They're going, yeah, we're going to steal everything. Mm-hmm. We're going to end up living in grass huts, starving if they have their way, with cops walking around with automatics. I'm a cop! And it won't matter because the cop will live in a shack, but he won't care. At least he's doing a little bit better than you. It's like Mexico. I mean, they are breaking our back right now. They are bringing us down. Here it is. National Archives International Food and Development 1963. I believe this is the video. We got scores of them back there. Yeah, here it is. And this is how wonderful chopping people's testicles off is and sterilizing the women. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot imagine the fathomless evil we're facing. And they're doing this to us, but chemically. Unbelievable. Let's go ahead and talk to Dwayne in California. Dwayne, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Been a listener for a long time and been doing some research on Bush, in particular,
Bush Elk Jr. since prior to his election in 2000. A lot of things came up, and I've been a follower also of David Icke, which you've had on your program. A lot of issues here, but primarily the vaccination that they're trying to push down our throats. I was in the Army in 1976, stationed at Fort Devens, Massachusetts, and I was forced to take that inoculation, swine flu.
Good.
Yeah, and I ended up in the hospital.
Good.
That evening for 3 days, sicker than a dog. I vowed never to take vaccination again.
But it was for the Earth, sir.
Of course.
Killing yourself is for Gaia. Mm-hmm. And so we, the elite, can have control of the resources.
Of course. So they control us.
You can't resist. Look at you, little slaves. Drink the tap water, drinky. For your children, special bottled water with fluoride. All these news articles about how non-GMO food is bad and how tap water's good. I tell you what, I want to hear your story about the Army and taking the injection. And I'm going to be serious when we get back. Stay there. Don't hang up, Dwayne. Hey, a lot of people aren't going to listen. They just got to take the shot and have convulsions first.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraffUnder Safes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
I was on a big establishment, left-wing control paradigm radio station, but the host is pretty good, Richard Hunter, on 1360 AM in Dallas yesterday. I've been on a few times. And they had a couple moron callers, and I'm not trying to be mean. It's just they really are morons. I was talking about eugenics. I wasn't even wanting to talk about Obama. And they said, you're a racist because you don't basically want to kill blacks. I mean, that's the mental illness. It's like, oh, you're saying the government might be scary and do something wrong? You're a racist. I got a lot of emails yesterday about that YouTube video we posted where I joke and say, Barack Obama, bad man. David Rockefeller, bad man. George W. Bush, bad man. You know, how boiling it down to just the most mindless level. People said, no, it should be instead of bad man, racist. Hey, I think we should have lower taxes. Racist. I don't want to take the flu shot. Racist. I don't want to, have my wages lowered. Racist. I'm sick of hearing about racism all day. Racist. We need to talk more about race, 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 race. It's just, it's a total religion. Hey, the government's lying to us. Racist, racist, racist. You know, it's just mindlessness. So that's coming up. But going to Dwayne in California. Dwayne, I shouldn't have been joking around. Sad to hear you got sick. This is not your opinion. I believe you. I have the government documents, congressional hearings. Gerald Ford had to stop it. I have the 60 Minutes special. We posted it on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, post it back up so folks can see the name of the video if they want to watch the whole show, where it killed people in mass, brain damaged people, paralyzed people, and they gave people a vaccine at the base. They all collapsed. A lot of them died from the vaccine, and then they said, oh my God, we got to vaccinate everybody. I bet this stuff in Mexico came from vaccines. It always does. Inside job. And now I tell yuppies and they go, there was never a problem from swine flu. Shut up. I like it. They're like, oh. I mean, it's just like, just idiots. They're idiots. I'm like, hey, vaccines, Gardasil's killing women. Shut up, racist. I'm like, man, please don't take the flu shot. Shut up. Shut up, Klan man. Shut up. Obama's going to give me a job. Obama's going to pay for my house. Oh, my problems are all solved. Oh, thank you, Obama. Obama, thank you. Is everything fixed? Huh? Thing going better for you, lady? I mean, is there nothing you people won't buy? I'm sorry, I'm out of control. Dwayne in California, you're on the air. Just finish your story about the loving injection. Tell me the story of giving you the injection at the base and what happened.
Well, absolutely. They told us it was unnecessary because it was going around so widespread. And we had no choice. Obviously, we were guinea pigs. But I ended up in the hospital that night for 3 days and sicker than a dog. I barely could get out of bed. And recently, the thing that happened was I saw something about a 60 Minutes episode just was re-aired a few days ago on one of our local channels showing this 1976 scare on the swine flu vaccine. And it referred to one particular lady who was given the vaccine, and she developed Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Guillain-Barré's.
Right.
Well, and listen, there's a whole host. Like in the 70s, they started having all these disorders. They said, oh, it's bacteria and air conditioners. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. No, it's the vaccines. It's all been proven.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
listen, if your kid takes a shot and dies in the car on the way home, they arrest you and say you shook them to death because there's blood on the brain. And people have gotten out of prison. It's been now proven. They've done autopsies and proven. People now know to go, no, it was the shot. So not only does the doctor kill your kid or brain damage him, then they send you to prison.
Absolutely. And the only other thing that bothers me now is that Obama may follow in Bush's footsteps and try to implement Bush's attempt at the Senate Bill 1873.
Sure.
you know, the pharmaceutical companies' exemption from liability.
Oh, they're already doing that. But, I mean, let me expand on that. Through the executive order, they claim they already have it. Through the UN treaty, they claim they have it under level 6 pandemic. But that's all really made up bull. So you're right. They need the law. They always say, oh, the UN can do whatever it wants, but the president can do whatever he wants, but we want a law. The president can spy on you without warrants, but we do want Congress to pass a law saying we can because they've been committing all those crimes. It's made up. But, right. but let me ask you this question. Because according to the reports, it happened at multiple bases and deaths at every base and people collapsing. How many people in your unit got sick from the shot they gave you?
As far as I know, I was the only one.
How many people total, though? Because, I mean, admitted there were massive.
Well, at the base, there were probably a good 1,200, 1,500. But I don't know of any others.
Well, because they admit thousands died from the shot. And they admit it started on a base.
Right, they probably did. I just don't know of any others.
Yeah. How long were you, what did they say was wrong with you in the hospital? Did they say it was no connection to the shot?
They didn't know. They didn't even do any extensive testing. They just
stay there. I want to hear what it felt like. How sick you got, what happened. Then I'm going to play this radio clip from a Dallas radio station I was on. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
back to Dwayne in California. Dwayne, describe what the swine flu shot was like.
When I first started getting sick, I just got hot, feverish like you would with a flu, but then I got I didn't have any numbness, but what I did develop was extreme weakness in my legs and my limbs. I couldn't stand. I had to have somebody drive me through the snow 20 miles into Boston to a hospital, where I ended up staying in the hospital, and I just couldn't get out of bed for 2 days at least. And when I did try, I had to go to the bathroom, ended up falling and wrapping myself around the toilet. I just couldn't stand.
Well, I've heard this story a thousand times, if I've heard it once, and everybody I know, in fact, there's like five people in the control room. Guys, they're not listening. Hey, guys, everybody in there, I want your opinion of this right now. How many of you know several people who say they took a flu vaccine and then got the flu from it? Yeah, Jaron's saying, same thing with my mother. Never gets the flu. She's got a triathlon coming up like a decade ago. They tell the people in the triathlon, you ought to take this on the triathlon team. She takes it, almost kills her. And it's anybody I know who takes the flu shot this happens to. And Jaron was saying it seems like his dad takes the flu shot every year and gets it. I mean, folks, these are so bad. And they admit that if you've had three flu shots, you double your chances of Alzheimer's. Sir, I appreciate your call. In fact, people may not believe me on that. After we play this radio clip for myself on a station yesterday, because it's very educational, very informative, I'm going to, we'll pull up major federal and university studies. You just Google flu shots, Alzheimer's, and it's admitted. Now they want your kid to take three, and then now they say four, and then they admit, I have the Washington Post right here. Washington Post, swine flu vaccine will contain mercury. I remember 6-7 years ago, they said, there is no mercury in vaccines. Then, oh, we've taken it out. And then, oh, it's only in some. And, oh, it's in there. And then we educated people that mercury was bad, and so they said, okay, the mercury's in there, but it's good for you. And I've played that newscast too many times. If you don't believe me, just Google YouTube, mercury good for you newscast, and it'll be up for you. Because, and now they've got shows where they say lead is good for children, CNBC. I mean, you cannot make, and the public, a certain percentage believes it. They're going, oh, my gosh, I bought liquid vitamins, not paying attention, some supposed organic brand. It says, I always joked about vitamin M. Hey, guys, do me a favor. People won't believe this. Remind me during the break to go back in the break room and get my liquid vitamins. Because one of the guys goes, hey, are those your liquid vitamins? It says vitamin M on it, mercury. And I was like, yeah, right, don't pull my leg. And I went in and got it. And so they're now saying mercury's a vitamin, a mineral. Oh, my God. I mean, it's total insanity. They are programming the public. Like when they say torture of children is good. It's how we get Al-Qaeda to confess. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, we tortured his kids. And the neocons are on radio going, do whatever you have to. They can kill a million of us. That's psychologically meant to make you totally commit to evil in the name of good, and then you're gone. Your journey to the dark side is complete once you've killed the younglings or simulated in your mind that killing children is okay or torturing them. Now, I am a guest a few times on the Richard Hunter Show, 1360 AM in Dallas, and I really enjoy going on big neocon shows when Bush was at the height of his power, had just staged the attacks, the rogue network, as Tarpley says, had his handlers. Bush really didn't. And I'd love going on and being screamed at and yelled and hissed, and you're a communist. You secretly were trained at Al-Qaeda bases, you know, all of this. But now that a liberal's in, a fake liberal, it's I'm a right-wing racist. And then when a Republican fake gets in 3.5 years, I think Obama won't be there in 3.5 years unless he stages big terror attacks, and that probably won't work. Then I'll be a commie again. No, I'm a constitutionalist. So you got one letter in the name right. And I believe in small government because any big government, even though it starts out good, will be subverted and used for oppression. But I was on this show, and it was call after call. I think they took three calls like this, and they'd all say, I'm glad you've got him on. This guy's a racist. He's one of these sicko Republicans lying about Obama. And I was like, no, his... And I was mainly talking about his science czar writing this book, and Bush's science czar, or one of his science advisors, Bush senior science advisor, writing similar things, co-authoring the book with him. They didn't care. No, the government's not scary. It's my daddy. It loves me. It kisses me before it puts me to sleep at night. You know, the government's strangling them financially right now and physically, and they're like, oh, mommy, you're hugging me. You know, it is just sick. And they want to be satisfied. They want to believe everything's okay. And you can confront these Democrats. I've gone downtown to get interviews with them, and I'm like, hey, Obama lied about the lobbyist. All he's hired is lobbyists. Well, he's got a lie to get in. Oh, Obama lied about troops in different countries. Oh, well, he has to. Oh, Obama helped push the bailout and said he was against it. Oh, well, he has to. They are now associating their identity, their personal power with Obama. And so here is her crazy phone call. We'll cut into where he goes to her in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 5+ million people out there potentially that could tune in, probably tens of thousands listening conservatively, literal Kool-Aid drinkers, caller after caller, not listening to a word I said, just I was criticizing Obama, saying he was a puppet run by the same people as Bush. I said, Bush is bad, Obama's bad. They control both parties. And they said, you Republican racist, shut up. Here it is.
All right, Carmen, you're next up with Alex Jones, our guest from Infowars.com. Go ahead, Carmen.
Hi. I agree with the other guy, not just Alex, that he needs to be in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just talking out of paranoia, and I really do hope that he goes the deep end so that maybe Obama can just have him committed. I have never seen so many people disrespect our president.
All right, let's
like
hit pause. Back it up to where I need to be committed. I mean, let's analyze this. The Soviet Union arrested millions of people and sent them to medical camps over 60-plus years. It's longer than that, but they kind of cut back in the 80s because of the revolt. People weren't putting up with it anymore, even their own police. I don't know, 1918, but they didn't really get rolling until about 1920 to the 1980s. Yeah, 60 years of really, according to Alexander Schultz and Nietzsche, I've read his Gulag Archipelago. And they would say you were mentally ill. They had all these mentally ill designations for those that thought the government was corrupt. Or if you thought party members lived in too nice of houses and were stealing the people's money, you were in trouble. They would send you to a mental institution and drug you for 2 or 3 years in solitary confinement and then bring you out in front of the judge and saying, see, he's mentally ill with your shaved head, starving on drugs going. And they'd say, see, mentally ill. Now the United States does do this. Dr. Charles T. Sell out of Kansas City criticized Clinton. He's now 11 years in solitary confinement, drugged. And I've talked to his family. He's bald-headed, can't even talk, is in a wheelchair. And they say, look, he's mentally ill. No judge, no jury, never went to criminal trial, but he's in a criminal prison. And they've got all these new psychological designations. If you believe 9/11 is an inside job, they have a psychological designation. If you believe in a Bilderberg group, psychological designation. They have hundreds of new designations saying I'm mentally ill. And Chris Matthews is saying this. It's a talking point. And so it's crazy. If you read I had George Soros's publication yesterday say that Holdren didn't write the book, didn't say this. So there's also flat out lying going on. But they went on to say I was insane and delusional. And these articles say Jones, when he's not talking about flying saucers, talks about how they're poisoning the vaccines. I don't talk about flying saucers. See, it's all lies. Let's go back to her. I need to be committed. Here we go. The last guy said that. The last guy before that said it. Here we go.
I agree with the other guy, not just Alex, the other Alex, that he needs to be in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just talking out of paranoia, and I really do hope that he goes the deep end so that maybe Obama can just have him committed. I have never seen so many people disrespect our president like they have him. And, I mean, they're just afraid. I want to know what...
It is our right to disrespect the president. The ultimate in patriotism is loving your country, fearing and resisting your government. But see, you're not really an American, are you, lady? You know nothing about America, nothing about liberty, nothing but freedom. You think this is communist China or Fidel's Cuba or Hitler's Germany. disrespecting our president. See, if you criticize him, they go, you're just disrespecting a black man. You can't handle a black man having power. He's a puppet. I'm trying to stop him killing black people, you stupid lady. God, you're so ignorant. It's scary. And she wants me locked up. She says, I hope Obama gets his health care so we can lock him up. That's actually what the health care does. And you have a card. Everything you buy, sell, and eat is on it so they can track you. L.A. Times and tracker boxes in our cars taxing us. I mean, lady, you want to be a slave? I mean, what is your problem? Go back to this idiot.
I'm so afraid of. I mean, he really needs to be in an institution.
Okay. Honestly. Is there anything that you hear Alex Jones saying there? Like, for example, when he talks about the Tuskegee experiment, that's not conspiracy theory. That's backed up fact that black men were given syphilis and not made aware of it for medical experimentation. Is there anything that you hear him say mixed in with a lot of the things that you think are crazy that you actually think has some substance?
Well, I mean, just the tone of his voice. I mean, he talks out of desperation.
Back that up. This woman has got a pea brain. I mean, I shouldn't laugh at her. It's so sad. See, it's all about presentation. If you were wearing a suit or a long-legged Mac Daddy and wearing a nice fancy red tie, you could walk right up to her and just go, oh, honey, and just stab her right in the throat. And she'd go, oh, you said that so pretty. I mean, it's just like the pimp game. I mean, it doesn't read off a teleprompter to me. Tell me everything's going to be all right. I want to go home and watch my sitcoms and feel like I won, feel like I beat McCain, feel like my life means something. It's just his voice. He cares. He's passionate. He's focused. He's upset. And that's upsetting me. Lock him up. Lock him up. I mean, listen to her. This is the archetypal slave, the archetypal person who's had their mind completely blasted, whose whole identity is being an ignorant slave, who hears me for the last 45 minutes before this saying, fight racism, fight the New World Order, it's eugenics, don't take the flu shot, giving historic, and she just goes, racist. You don't tell me not to drink that water. I'm going to drink it. You're a racist. You're against abortion and the black babies. That's racist. You don't want to. I mean, literally, see, when I joke and say that, I mean, they put Margaret Sanger on the cover of Time magazine a couple years ago, calling her a loving liberal who called black subhuman. See, Schwarzenegger said, I want to be like Hitler. I want to be worshipped. His dad was an SS officer, arrested people. He gets ADL awards. I'm against Nazis, and I get called a Nazi by the media. I'm against killing black people with eugenics, and I'm the racist. See, this is the mental illness, folks. These people are totally programmed. Listen to her. This is a mind slave, and I want to unlock her mind, but I don't know. I mean, she loves it. She loves the government slapping her around. Here it is.
Just the tone of his voice. I mean, he talks out of desperation. I mean, all these people, I mean, we have always known that there is racism, but Obama had just really, I mean, the hatefulness, you know, towards, you know, all the minorities is really
that's
coming
enough. Back
out.
It up again. Just the tone of his voice. See, that's like when you're walking up to a horse you want to domesticate, you walk over friendly and you talk soothing because they want to put the horse in the truck to be taken to cut into steaks and sold in France or put into army meat rations. That's where the horses go. Me, I'm like, get out of here, horses. Get up. They're coming to get you. And she's like, be quiet. I'm getting on the trailer. I like Obama. You know, up on to the trailer. And I'm like, no, get out of there. And she's like, you're just a racist. She hears my desperation. You bet, lady. We may not win this thing. I'm going head up against pure evil, and you don't even know it exists. And so you hear my concern, my passion, my love, as I'm there trying to warn you, and all you can say is, oh, he's scared of Obama because he's black, and so that's the desperation. No, lady. I had the same desperation about Bush. You poor fool. So see, her mind twists this like a hallucination. She's the one delusional. She twists everything I'm saying to make it something different when everything I said was clear. He's like, how is Tuskegee experiment racist? I mean, how is him fighting that, not wanting the black men to be given syphilis and spread it and die? And she's just like, it just is. It is. If you're not for killing blacks, you're racist. Kill them. I mean, this is mind control. Well, it's true. The guys in there are laughing. I mean, these people are sick, man. They love Margaret Sanger. I went to a part black school, about half black in Dallas, in kindergarten. There was a statue of her, Margaret Sanger Elementary. They just go, oh, I love you, murder me. Oh, God, kill me. I love, pimp me, pimp me. And the pimp's like, and they're like, thank you. The pimp stabs them, and they're like, oh, God, let me cut my own throat. Here, go ahead and play the rest of this idiot. Here it is.
Obama has just really, I mean, the hatefulness, you know, towards, you know, all the minorities is really coming out. All these people are really coming out of the dark, and it's really showing. I mean, I'm glad. I just let them talk because we can all see what they are all about.
All right. Okay. So another vote in favor of hearing all points of view. I can certainly get behind that, Carmen. Hold on the line. Please hook Carmen up with something courtesy of lowerleveltickets.com, will you, Turley? All right, Alex Jones, you may want to respond to that. Carmen, seconding the motion to institutionalize you, but she brings up an element of racism. Now, you're an equal opportunity criticizer here, though,
yeah,
right?
Listen, I would love to have her go to Infowars.com tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., call into my show, ma'am. I want people to hear you. I'll give you 30 minutes on air on my show, 11 to 3 p.m. Central, because, or maybe I'd have you and her on to have a whole discussion about this, because I think this illustrates everything. That last two-minute call illustrates everything I'm fighting. I gave people chapter, verse, documents, the name of the book, Ecoscience, everything. And I said I'm against taking minorities and radiating them to death and giving them syphilis, and so I'm a racist. Ma'am, what I told you was that he's controlled by eugenicists, by the scientific dictatorship.
All right,
and you,
I did 30 minutes in here, and then I went out on the cell phone, was driving home. It was that cell phone audio. When we come back, I'm going to finish it up. And I guess I got to admit it. I don't want to murder black children. I'm a racist.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You know, when I saw this film, I knew we had to carry it. We got 500 of these bad boys in. We got them discounted out of the gates at InfoWars.com. Anthrax War, filled by Bob Cohen and Eric Nadler. And they're going to be joining us via video uplink live at PrisonPlanet.tv. And, boy, their studio looks good. So that is coming up the second segment of the next hour. So stay tuned for Anthrax War with our guest and get it at InfoWars.com, the newest film we're carrying. All right, look, I've spent too long on this, but this woman is crazy. She's saying I'm a racist because I'm against the Tuskegee experiment. And she sounds like she's black. I'm not sure. I can't tell. But the point is it's a liberal radio station. And, I mean, these people are under mind control. So here it is.
Just said you didn't like the tone of my voice. See, Obama reads off a teleprompter. He's a slick Harvard lawyer. He says it real sweet and talks real slow and talks to you like you're a moron to make you feel good. And then they also get you to invest in the brand name. You know, right-wingers wouldn't listen to me about Bush because they were invested. They invested their ideology, invested their personal identity in Bush, the criminal, who had me arrested once for asking him a question. You can Google Alex Jones arrested by Bush. You know, so now I'm this racist. No, you are the racist. It is your tribal religion that the media's hyped up to get everybody fighting with each other. When they talk about how they want to fight racism, it's meant to hype it up. It's tribalism. And so it feels good to you. Anybody that criticizes your agenda and your leader who's abusing you and lying to you and playing a pimp game with you, then must be a racist. When I have protested the Ku Klux Klan more than a dozen times, you can Google Alex Jones, Bullhorns Klan. I've had police put me in handcuffs protesting the Klan because they were getting in my face and I pushed them back. But see, fighting that blacks won't be injected with syphilis, fighting for Hispanic children to not be radiated in federal government tests, fighting the Klan is now racism because I don't worship your corporate god, your manufactured president, Barack H. Obama, because I explained to you that it's a corporate-produced hype, and they had Republicans fight against him, so you invested with him mentally, and then you felt like he had a victory. He won, so you think you're a winner, even as your economy falls apart and the banks steal $23.7 trillion, double the GDP. You've been suckered. You've been conned. But because he smiled at you and he stuck a knife in your back, you love him. So you like being conned. You like being gamed. You like being screwed. Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. I care about you and your family. Don't drink the sodium fluoride death water. Don't take the flu shot. In 76, the swine flu shot killed more than 10,000 people. Wake up to the New World Order, my dear. You're living in the false left-right paradigm. I'm pulling down the curtain and showing you the bigger picture. You didn't understand my analogy of the matador? Instead of looking at the red cape, that's the diversion, that's the distraction, hiding the sword behind it. You couldn't understand that? It's because since you were a small child, you've been drinking sodium fluoride, lady.
And that's it. Before I end this hour, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made this radio show possible. Then we're just going to go ahead and go to our guests starting first minute of the next hour. So have them standing by and ready. One of the sponsors that has made today's show possible is New Silver Solution. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. This powerful new nanotechnology is a natural antibiotic and preservative against infections, germs, and disease. Silver is one of the oldest natural antibiotics and is non-toxic with no side effects and can be used daily for prevention. Visit the link on InfoWars.com and see the studies for yourself. You cannot afford to miss this opportunity. It's essential for your emergency preparedness needs and is a great way to protect you and your family and friends. You cannot put a price tag on your family's health. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and see this new technology can do for you and your family. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's already the final hour of this Thursday edition. We have some really big guests coming up tomorrow. Not going to announce them till tomorrow. In fact, make sure, let Kurt know on InfoWars not to announce they're actually on air. So I don't want to, I'm going to leave that as a surprise. For the next 60 minutes, we're joined by the makers of Anthrax War, a film by Bob Cohen, Cohn, and Eric Nadler. The untold story of the 2001 anthrax attacks and the dark secrets of the hidden world of modern-day germ war research. And yesterday is what the anniversary of the latest patsy, but the other patsies exposed that they were patsies. It was made up. So they went ahead and murdered this patsy, killed him with drugs in a mental institution, but didn't say in the news that the government had grabbed him and done this. He'd actually been researching what really happened, so they had to get rid of him. We actually know who mailed out the anthrax, but they're a foreign national intelligence agent, so they can't be messed with. First, the FBI said it was brewed up in somebody's basement, and then it was the most, then it came out as the most weaponized U.S. government version out there. But this covers the history of it and so much more. They got incredible interviews with government officials, you name it, in this film. They got an interview with the South African race-specific bioweapons guy. I don't know how they got all these interviews. TV Guide called it downright terrifying. I was so tense, I literally forgot to breathe. Scary and troubling, Daily Kos, important buzz flash, makes a landmark contribution to exposing a story which until now has barely touched the headlines. And that's Gordon Thomas, author of Inside British Intelligence. It goes on and on here. Anthrax War is the untold story of the 2001 U.S. anthrax attacks and an investigation into the secret world of biological weapons research beginning the days after 9/11. It tracks the worldwide journey by the filmmakers who, following leads in the trail of dead germ war scientists, see, this is the missing biologist, comes to uncover an international bioweapons mafia. That's what Sybil Edmonds was talking about. It's Anthrax War. It's available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. This is our big featured video. I want everybody to get Anthrax War. Again, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 to get it. We have it discounted out of the gates. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Bob Cohn and Eric Nadler. Gentlemen, we've got you via video link. Where are you joining us from?
We're in New York City, Alex. Great to be with you.
Yeah, you guys, it looks good. I love this technology getting better and better. Here we are reaching millions of people on the audio and the video, and here we are talking to you in New York. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay, we're about to break and come back, and some stations join us, but how did you get into the whole anthrax story as filmmakers? What made you decide to go on this dangerous mission?
Well, we lived here, Alex. We lived here in New York when the anthrax letters were delivered. And basically, the 9/11 attacks plus the anthrax letters was a 1-2 punch against the Republic, as we saw it. And we're sophisticated journalists, investigative journalists with all kinds of experience for mainstream news media. And when we decided to investigate this, we thought this was the biggest story one could possibly investigate, the largest serial killing that the FBI wouldn't really solve for 6, 7 to 8 years. And when they finally did say they solved it, it was so clearly a patsy that they put down that it was an insult to our intelligence as mainstream journalists. And thus, we had to, like, continue the investigation on our own.
Yeah, in fact, you guys have worked for CNN, Rolling Stone, you name it. You guys are award-winning journalists and filmmakers. Previously to this, you bring a lot of research and gravitas to this. So when we go to break here in about 30 seconds, I'm going to come back, introduce you to the full audience. Some stations don't carry the first five-minute segment, and we will continue laying out this saga. But, folks, I'm telling you, this film is a barn burner, and everybody you know needs to see it because it opens up the whole world of BioShield and the 36 bioweapons labs and the vaccines and who these people are. This is a film that can really wake people up. Anthrax War, available at InfoWars.com right now. Be sure and get it. Just came out.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Anthrax War, the untold story of the 2001 anthrax attacks and the dark secrets of the hidden world of modern-day germ warfare research. We have two amazing investigative journalists with us who made this film. Now, I tried to read their whole bios. We've run out of time, but Bob Cohn is a filmmaker, journalist, and war correspondent whose work is always focused on uncovering hidden truths. He was based in Africa for 15 years. I'd like to get him on and just talk about those adventures and perspective. And was a correspondent for CNN International. He has received major prizes for best television war correspondent for reporting from Liberia. He was also made award-winning films, which include Mozambique, The Struggle for Survival, Angola, Triumph or Tragedy, and Blood and Memory has been broadcast on CNN International, National Geographic, PBS, and Channel 4 UK, among others. He is also a consultant to the United Nations in conflict zones and humanitarian emergencies. Eric Nadler is an author, TV producer, and filmmaker. He has written for Rolling Stone, Mother Jones, Harper's, New Republic, and has had his films been featured in PBS, Sundance Channel, Court TV, United States, and broadcast internationally. He's produced several PBS frontline programs, including BCCI, Bank of Crooks and Criminals. Got to get him on about that, Clark Clifford. And The Secret Arming of Saudi Arabia, his theatrical film. And it just goes on and on. I got to have you guys on repeatedly, obvious, because, I mean, I saw your film, liked it, and then, you know, read the work you've done, but this is really exciting. All right, I'm going to shut up. Let's get in to how you made the film, why you made it, and what it covers. This is quite a story.
Well, you know, the film began with those anthrax attacks, Alex, and we all remember how, you know, just weeks after 9/11, these anthrax letters happened, and they caused panic all across the country, all across the world. And, you know, it was in the headlines. People were buying Cipro. And then after about 2 months or so, it started fading. The FBI started focusing on one culprit, and nothing seemed to be happening with the FBI investigation. And we were convinced that to really understand the anthrax attacks, we had to take a look at this world of germ war research here in the United States and internationally. And that's what we did with this film. We started looking in to this secret world of germ weapons to try and understand the anthrax attacks.
Again, that voice or that person you see at prisonplanet.tv is Bob Cohn. Eric, I mean, obviously, you already knew Mr. Cohn. You got into this the same way, or how did you guys approach this? I mean, obviously, you learned more as you investigated, or were you aware of this when you got into it, the darker ramifications?
Well, Bob and I had a personal relationship for many years in terms of years ago, there was a PBS program called South Africa Now. In the final days of the apartheid regime, a few network producers got together and were very concerned how that censorship restrictions were being put on American networks, and thus the actual coverage of the South African situation as the white regime collapsed fed less and less into the network news budget. And there were some people who got together and said to PBS, can we get together and keep the South Africa issue on the front lines? And that's where I met Bob. Bob was a great correspondent for CNN, and I was a freelance journalist here in the United States. When it came time for the anthrax attacks, it struck me in a very deep position. I had never seen a more serious story disappear so quickly from the mainstream news media without much questioning. In other words, everyone talked about 9/11. Yes, that was the most serious story you could ever do. And there were anniversaries about 9/11 and beautiful documentaries with shining lights into the sky. But when it came to the anthrax attacks, there was silence. And the anthrax attacks, as we say in our film, Anthrax War, was a 1-2 punch against the Republic. 9/11 was the left jab, and the anthrax attacks was the right cross. And people didn't remember that really knockout punch. Look, my wife works in Rockefeller Center in New York, and she remembered the planes flying. She heard them, the planes flying toward the World Trade Center that terrible morning. She heard that, and she's a tough gal. But where she really lost it was when they opened up anthrax envelopes in the media center next door to her. And she screamed to me over the phone, the first time I heard this tough feminist lawyer woman scream to me, "Eric, we gotta buy Cipro." And I knew some line had been crossed, that some terrorism had been done fundamentally upon educated media government people. And I said to myself, yikes, the anthrax attacks, that's the most important piece of business. And if you remember, it went silent for many years. And then Bob, I'd worked with years earlier, had come to me after we had not been with each other for a while. He was in Africa. I was in New York. He came to me and said, "Eric, what's up with these anthrax attacks?" And I said, "You know, Bob, I think this is the most serious thing that we as investigative journalists can take a look at. And I know you at CNN have tried, and I know me at a million other mainstream outlets have tried. Let's be independent. Let's see what's really going on here." And that became the genesis of our investigation.
Now, again, you guys are joining us not just on the radio, but live in living color from New York at PrisonPlanet.tv. The film is Anthrax War. The website is AnthraxWar.com. Again, you can also get the film there or at InfoWars.com. Now, this film needs to be seen. Gentlemen, let's start getting into the evidence of this being a cover-up, but just briefly mentioning what happened at that time. I was obviously glued to television and radio, covering the 9/11 attacks myself, and 9/11 kind of built its peak of hysteria, and then suddenly the anthrax, and for a week or two, it was as big as the 9/11 attacks, and they were taking over the Capitol and the federal government. The executive was ordering the Capitol evacuated, which was a violation of the separation of powers, and Democratic enemies were getting sent anthrax, and people that had taken photos of the Bush daughters in Austin falling down on each other drunk in a provocative pose were getting the letters, and it was clearly meant to blame it on Muslims, and the FBI said, "This is run-of-the-mill, no big deal," but I had bioweapons experts on saying, "This is incredibly deadly. Only Russia, the United States, and England can make it this deadly." Then it turned out it was the super miniaturized with the bentonite, magnetized. I mean, it was the special, you know, sci-fi grade U.S. signature. And of course, the film covers that. And then the different patsies, and then murdering a patsy. And they finally got a patsy they could shut up. Cause, you know, the last two patsies were proven innocent. So let's go over that. But I mean, you guys are journalists, TV guys. You were there at the time. Wasn't for a week or so the anthrax as big as 9/11? And then it's like it never happened.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this was our sort of scariest nightmare come to life, the attack of invisible germs. You know, this is something we could not see. These were, you know, who sent it? It went through the mail. This was an attack against all of us because it was sent through the mail. This could have gone to everybody. And it was
everybody gets the mail, the perfect psychology. Go
absolutely
ahead. Yeah.
And in some ways, it also fed on our fears that had been tickled, let's say, by so many of these Hollywood movies about, you know, bio attacks. But here was, you know, real life. And so, yeah, it caused huge panic across the U.S., across the globe. There were copycat attacks. You know, Cipro, this antibiotic that was the treatment for anthrax, their stocks went through the roof. People were buying Cipro. But as you said, Alex, you know, after a couple of weeks of being in the headlines, the story faded. The FBI announced it had this huge investigation. But it's pretty quickly seemed that that investigation was not going anywhere. I mean, they had a so-called person of interest, this Army scientist by the name of Stephen Hatfield. And very early on, the FBI were convinced that they could blame it on one person. There was a lone gunman. You know, there was just one person behind this And that's one of the things that we decided to look at. We said, well, actually, you know, it's much bigger than this. We've actually got to look at this from an international perspective because, you know, the kind of anthrax that was sent, especially to Congress, was very, very sophisticated. When the FBI scientists examined the anthrax that was used in the attacks against the congressman, that anthrax, when they examined it in the lab, in this BSL-3 lab, high containment lab, they put it on the microphone, a microscope, and the anthrax actually lifted up and floated into the air. And the scientists had never seen any kind of anthrax of this sophistication ever before. So this was super sophisticated anthrax, and it really meant that this had come out of a state-sponsored program.
That's right. I mean, it was a U.S. government weapon strain. It was miniaturized. It was magnetized. It was coated in bentonite. It was made to float around.
Well, the thing was, the original report said it was coated in bentonite, and that was put forth by...
So that's wrong.
Is wrong, and it was put forth by ABC News correspondent Brian Ross. There was no bentonite in that, but it was very useful because U.S. intelligence had identified bentonite as a additive that the Iraqis had. So you see how the administration began to say, aha, there's an Iraqi connection because of this bentonite connection.
Stay there, gentlemen. I want to go over this. Anthrax war, we've got to go to break. When we come back, I want to go through the evidence that it's an inside job or a cover-up, but also what were the motives? Was it an aborted false flag to blame Iraq? Where did the trail lead?
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
If you look at the anthrax attacks, there's no doubt this is an inside job. Then the question is, what's the motive? And this film is really well done. Everybody needs to see Anthrax War. I mean, the White House, Ari Fleischer admitting that much of the White House was on Cipro starting September 10th through the attacks, but nobody else was when they knew it was going to be going through the Capitol mail system and some of it to the White House. I mean, this is really, really suspicious. But that's only one area. Going back to our guests, the makers of Anthrax War, Bob Cohn and Eric Nadler, you guys know how to tell this story best. You guys have got the floor. This is a short segment. Long one's coming up. Run through what the film covers, the evidence, and bottom line, what your conclusion is, what the anthrax attacks really were in Anthrax War.
Well, the deal is one has to look at who benefited and who gained ultimately from the anthrax attacks. When the FBI named lone mailman Bruce Ivins as their guy, they said he had a profit motive, $2,000 government contracts or whatever, to get the anthrax vaccine that he was working on in Fort Detrick, Maryland, to be reinvigorated and put forth for the U.S. Military troops. We asked a legitimate question. If they're saying profit motive for a lone gunman, who really made money off these attacks? And we have to be careful here. We're not really pointing any fingers, but we're suggesting that one looks at what is the real legacy of the anthrax attacks. And without a doubt, within the last few years, the U.S. government, in the wake of the anthrax attacks, has leased $50 to $60 billion in what they call biodefense contracts to fight against bioterrorism. And one of the things we do in the film, and one of the things we do in the book, is begin to examine the corporate connections. Who's making the money? Who's making the $50 to $60 billion? And once the FBI lets the profit motive as the attack lay into Ivins, we think that's a real legitimate place to look. And in the book, we spend a lot of time looking at very politically wired corporations that have benefited, no doubt, through government contracts in the government response to the anthrax attacks.
Absolutely. In fact, expanding on that, and I want Mr. Cohn's take on this as well, and of course yours, Mr. Nadler, is, as you said, $50+ billion for BioShield and other programs, level 4 bioweapons labs in major cities, expanding the U.S. bioweapons program in a cover for bioweapon defense. Even mainstream news has admitted that. They wouldn't have gotten all of this if it wasn't for the anthrax attacks. They got all those major contracts and that policy shift in the war on terror right after the anthrax attack.
Absolutely. I mean, certainly that has been one concrete result of the anthrax attacks, is birth of what we describe as the bioterror military-industrial complex. And the other troubling thing about all this is that what used to be the domain of secret government programs is now privatized. So we have private corporations who are doing this classified research that's going on in private labs, in university labs, in private research foundations all around the country. People have no idea what's going on in those labs. There's very little oversight. And because of a lot of this is actually private, there's really no way of finding out what's going on in those labs because a lot of that is protected by trade secrets. So there are a lot of very, very troubling questions. And a lot of experts, scientists that we spoke to all around the world were very, very concerned about all this because we have to remember one thing, the world of germ weapons. There's very little difference, the line between what is offensive bioweapons research and defensive research is very blurry. And we have to remember offensive biological weapons are actually outlawed by international treaties. Only defensive research is allowed. But
well,
in order
gentlemen,
to develop...
We got a break. Long segment coming up. Plenty of time for both of you to go through this story. But I don't want to miss the elephant in the room here. The government of the United States, England, you name it, have been caught over and over again testing radiologicals, chemicals, biologicals on their own populations, including lethal pathogens on foster children, veterans, the military, minorities. So
we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with fairer. I've never been with anything less than a nine. So fine. I've been on fire with...
Ladies and gentlemen, they launched the anthrax attacks. They use it to pass the Patriot Act. All these political enemies of Bush get hit with it. Bush is on Cipro before 9/11 with the White House staff. This film is so important. It's Anthrax War, a film by Bob Cohn and Eric Nadler. We have it discounted out of the gates, just came out, at InfoWars.com. We hope everybody gets it and shows it to people, because this is just more evidence of the people running our system are not very friendly or not very nice, and it's a gateway into a whole larger world. You can also call toll-free to get it. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You were trying to say something, Mr. Nadler, one of the filmmakers, as we went to break. Go ahead.
Well, basically, I can't recall the exact point, but I like to pick up on your point that there is a permanent government that will not go beyond the official narrative, be it Obama, be it Bush, be it Clinton. In other words, when it comes to very serious foreign policy pieces of business, like the anthrax attacks in 9/11, there is a line drawn in the sand. In other words, the biggest impediment, I believe, to a real honest investigation of these anthrax attacks is a real spotlight upon the FBI investigation, which is called the largest in our nation's history. 7 years. They went all around the world, issued, 5,500 subpoenas. Supposedly, they want you to make it think that it's the best investigation in the world. Obama comes in. He cleans house with everyone. Who does he keep? FBI Director Robert Mueller, the guy in charge of the anthrax investigation. And when Mueller goes up to testify in September 2008, he is grilled by Senator Patrick Leahy. And something in our film that I think is the most interesting scene. Leahy, a target of the attacks, and the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee with oversight over the FBI, who for 7 years basically did not speak of the anthrax attacks. When we called him up early on, we heard from his press spokesman, Senator Leahy never speaks about the anthrax attacks at any time. Whoa. But in September 2008, 1 month after the FBI named Ivins as the lone gunman, Leahy looks right into the eyes of Mueller and says, "Director Mueller, I do not believe that if Ivins was involved, that he was the only person who could be charged with murder." Whoa. This was not internet chatter. Not Alex Jones chatter. This was the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, a recipient of the anthrax letters, a man with direct oversight of the FBI, charging conspiracy and cover-up of the largest unsolved serial murder investigation in FBI history. And the fact that this new president, Obama, does not come forth and saying, let's get to the bottom of this, makes me think that there really is kind of a permanent government that draws a line in the sand and does not go further.
And, well, that's a whole nother area, and I want both of you to respond to this. The suspicious death of the patsy, of the lone gunman, he, from what I've read and some of what the film covers, was actually investigating the anthrax and looking into it. They'd already tried to burn several other patsies, a Middle Eastern American scientist, the South African guy. They said some other people might have done it. First, they said Arabs had done it, and the scribbling trying to frame Iraq. But I mean, you guys are the experts that totally have been focusing on this, so enlighten me here. Then we noticed in just a few news articles buried, but nowhere on national news, that the patsy had been grabbed, put in a mental institution, and then been in lockdown and died of prescription-strength Tylenol. I mean, how bizarre is that? And there wasn't anything about him being in government custody in the headlines. That itself was suspicious. And then it was, that's it. Patsy's dead. I mean, this. So they tried over and over again with different patsies. Finally, they got a patsy that couldn't argue with them. Just the suspicious death alone.
Well, we have to remember the first guy that the person of interest that they initially focused on was this another U.S. Army scientist, Stephen Hatfield. And they said they never named him as a suspect, but his name was leaked to the media. He was hounded by the FBI. And, Hatfield was a tough guy. He sued. He sued the media. He sued the FBI. And last year he got they settled with them. The government settled with him for almost $6 million and basically cleared him of all wrongdoing. And just a few weeks later, the FBI announces, hey, we've got our guy. The only problem is he's just committed suicide. And you're right. Bruce Ivins was also a U.S. Army scientist, and he did help the FBI early in the investigation into the anthrax attacks. And the FBI claimed that he got onto their radar a few months before, or a little bit longer than that, before he committed suicide. He was put under extreme pressure. Again, he was harassed by the FBI. His children were even approached and offered, I think his son was offered a sports car, a Corvette, if he could rat out his father. His security clearance was withdrawn, and Bruce Ivins, was made out in the media to have some mental problems. But it's true; he was put under a lot of duress. And the FBI a year ago announced that, we got our guy, but he's just committed suicide. The official story is that Bruce Ivins, was drinking heavily and took some prescription Tylenol and was found unconscious and taken to a hospital and, died 2 days later. But the interesting thing, Alex, is that we were actually in the edit room editing Anthrax War at the time, last year when this happened. And at that point, the anthrax attacks were still unsolved. And it was very interesting because Bruce Ivins is actually the fifth dead scientist in our film. We'd followed a whole trail of dead scientists in our investigation, beginning with the death of David Kelly, the weapons expert who was an arms inspector in Iraq, who you might remember died in 2003, just after the invasion of Iraq, where he was found dead in the woods in near his home in Oxford. And so we'd been looking into a whole spate of mysterious deaths of germ warfare scientists, all of whom were working with anthrax.
Go through some of those deaths, because it's not just the five suspicious anthrax connection deaths. There are hundreds and hundreds of microbiologists and people in key bioweapons development and bioweapons fingerprinting, especially, being murdered. I mean, there'll be people at university in Houston, a van in a 5-mile-an-hour zone runs over them in front of the students and then backs back over and leaves. Or people will be, one guy in Virginia, the Washington Post reported, was like satanically sacrificed with all his guts ripped out and heart cut out and pentagrams carved in him. Others are drowned in puddles of water. Others get double capped in the head. And I'm sure most of it isn't involving this case, but other cases of cover-ups. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a microbiologist working in or around government programs.
In fact, that is the sentiment that was expressed by John Eldridge, an Englishman who is the editor of James Defense Weekly's Chemical and Biological Defense News Report, perhaps the most sophisticated analysis of chemical and biological weapons used by UN's weapons inspectors. It has a long history of being a reputable piece of business. And he said, when looking at this spate of dead scientists, he said, geez, I would not like to be a microbiologist. And this quote has been confirmed in a couple of places. Now, look, the list does grow if you go to Internet sites at 40, 50, 60, 70.
And I've seen it more than that. I've seen it more than that if you add them all together. I mean, over the last, because I mean, I was seeing lists before the anthrax attacks, before 2000. So I mean, you may be talking about some of the modern list, but I mean, take Dr. David Kelly. He sends emails saying, I'll be found dead in the woods if I speak out. He tells friends, he tells people I've interviewed on the show. He is writing a tell-all book on him. Locals come up in the park, see five guys in black uniforms run away from his dead body. There's no blood at the scene or very little from slit wrist. There's three undissolved pills in his stomach, and they say he died of slitting his wrist and pills. I mean, this is, I mean, could my dead body, could I be seen with black ops standing over me with witnesses and still, I mean, maybe they could blow my head off on TV and say I killed myself. I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you know, anything can happen in this modern media age. And I think the story about Kelly is very instructive. I mean, Kelly's death has been suspicious from the get-go. In our film, Anthrax War, we interview a member of parliament, Norman Baker, who takes a full year off from his responsibilities to investigate Kelly's death. This is no kind of, you know, out of mainstream guy. He's a member of the British Parliament. And he ends up writing a book called The Strange Death of David Kelly. And he says David Kelly was murdered. And this is an astounding claim that has just been endorsed by 13 leading British doctors who have petitioned and hired a lawyer to ask that the Brown government in England, which is now considering a review of the Blair policies that led to the war in Iraq, they have four areas they want to investigate, from the Downing Street memo, which you know about, et cetera, to the death of David Kelly. And basically, the rap on Kelly is the most telling piece of evidence that MP Norman Baker discovered was that the knife he supposedly used as he went to the woods all depressed about being officially sacrificed by the British government as a leak that destroyed their case for war. All depressed, he went into the woods and he took a knife, he slit his wrists, and he swallowed some tablets from his wife's medicine cabinet. What Baker got the police to admit was that there was no fingerprints on the knife. Well, how do you kill yourself with no fingerprints, no glove? And the Kelly murder, and I don't say suicide, I say murder, because I really do believe it was a murder, as do 70% of the British public and a growing percentage of the opinion leaders in the UK. Who killed Kelly becomes a very important piece of business. And he becomes the poster boy, poster child, poster man for these, you know, 100 or so other suspicious deaths of microbiologists. In fact, one of the things we mentioned to a member of parliament who has mentioned to us that he'll be entering interviews we did for our film into the official parliamentary inquiry into Kelly's death and the rush to war, he said that the Kelly death combined with the death of Kelly's successor as the head of microbiology, the germ warfare plant at Porton Down in England. He died in a light airplane crash, a suspicious crash 11 months after Kelly. It's kind of mind-blowing. What we do in our film, Anthrax War, and we do in our book, Dead Silence, is we begin to show that to work in this field of germ warfare is dangerous to your health because you end up killing yourself, suicide, the official story, or something else worse happens to you.
Yeah, I mean, also you got to look at what are these guys doing, and we decided to look at Kelly and what was his job in germ warfare, what was he doing, and what was he doing at Porton Down, this lab, which is the U.S. Defense Department's, the United Kingdom's secret lab where they do all their germ research. And one of the things that we discovered was that Gordon Down has got a long history of human experiments, of testing bioweapons on volunteers.
And chemical. They actually killed some people in association with that. I've had some of their family members on. They'd march them in, tell them they were going to test a bio, hit them with sarin or VX. But expanding on that, I found they create their cadres of killers at these things, too. They find scientists that believe the end justifies the means, and then sometimes they kind of wake up and realize what's happened. That's why they've got to be killed. But I just want to add, before we run out of time here, to blitz through other key points made in the film. People need to support alternative news, filmmakers, and cinema. And you guys are great filmmakers, award-winning filmmakers. You know, I went over your bio earlier. Anthrax War needs to be seen, and we've got these up on Infowars.com. They're available. I want everybody to get the full picture in this film at Infowars.com. Anthrax War, a film by Bob Cohn and Eric Nadler, again, available at Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Mr. Cohn, go ahead and finish the point you were making when I interrupted there, and then in the time we've got left, rattle off some of the other key points and interesting things, because there's so much in this film and then so much other stuff I'm sure you discovered that you didn't have time to put in the film.
Well, you know, we were talking about David Kelly, and we discovered, you know, that David Kelly was working at Porton Down, where, you know, he headed the microbiology department for many years there. And they were involved, like you said, in human experiments at Porton Down on these servicemen. And there was a huge police investigation by the local police there into these human experiments, and they were looking at scientists, and possibly, quite possibly, Kelly's was a target of this investigation. The other thing we discovered about Kelly was his relationship with the apartheid-era South African, apartheid-era secret germ weapons program. During the apartheid years, South Africa had a small but very sophisticated germ war program, and one of the aims of this program was to come up with something that they called the black bomb, and that was an ethnic weapon.
Race-specific bioweapon. Then Cheney then wrote about that. We're going to come back and discuss that after this quick break in the final segment. Cheney, in his September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, said we need to legitimize the use of these race-specific bioweapons. So, gentlemen, I'm glad you got into that. I forgot to bring that up. And just amazing information. Of course, you interview the head of the South African program. It's Anthrax War, available at Infowars.com. Folks, you got to get this movie. This needs to be seen by everybody. We've got to point out this false flag event.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Obama deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Folks, I don't want to bash this company, but I was at the health food stores. I'm trying to get healthy again, grabbing liquid natural vitamins and minerals. And I've always joked that they'd start putting mercury on the store shelves because I've got national federal reports saying mercury's now good for you, which is just completely ridiculous. All the studies show one of the most deadly heavy metals. Here is a popular liquid vitamin. I'm not going to say the name. I mean, they can zoom out and I can show you the bigger bottle, but not. I don't want to be mean to this company because they may just be nuts. But there it is, mercury. I mean, and I wasn't paying attention. You know, the person at the store recommended, oh, this is a really good brand. And maybe I'll get them. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe lead's good for you, like CNBC says. Maybe I've been wrong. Maybe the flu shot is good. Folks, I wanted to say bye to our guest here. I want to have them back up because they've certainly had some very informative adventures. The film is Anthrax War. Next time they come on, we'll play some clips of it at prisonplanet.tv for you. I do want to thank a sponsor, though, here at the end of the show before we finish up with race-specific bioweapons with the makers of Anthrax War, and that is eFoodsDirect.com. In these insane times, when we're being told mercury is good for us, and they're talking about depression and wars with Iran, the rest of it. I bought storable foods two separate times from these guys. It lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years in non-climate control like my garage and attic. I got both filled up with this stuff. It's high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid. Give them a call today, 800-409-5633. Get a free brochure. Watch their free videos at eFoodsDirect.com or check out the links on InfoWars.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. You will never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread, eFoodsDirect.com. And sorry to cut in on your time, guys, with the mercury, now a mineral vitamin for everybody. I just said I mentioned that earlier and forgot to. In closing, Mr. Cohn, you were getting into anthrax war and race-specific bioweapons out of South Africa.
Yeah, one of the things we did is we traveled down to South Africa to see how the South African program, the apartheid-era program that was run there by a guy called Dr. Death Botha-Bassan. And during the 1980s, he set up a very sophisticated secret germ war program with about 200 scientists. And one of their main aims was to come up with this black bomb, an ethnic-specific bioweapon that would target black people. There are a lot of questions about if they were actually succeeded in doing it. He claims that they never succeeded, but they were actively, he admits in his interview with us in the film on camera, that they did, in fact, were trying to develop a vaccine or something that they could actually give to women to make them infertile, and admits that he had working relationships with the U.S. government, with the British government. He visited Fort Detrick, the U.S. Government germ warfare lab. He visited Porton Down in the United Kingdom. He admitted a relationship with Bassan. And he said, we were asked to develop this ethnic weapon by another country.
Israel.
That had a problem. Well, he didn't say. We had pushed him, and he did not say what.
No, no, but it's come out that he worked with Israel to try to sterilize the Arabs. Gentlemen, I've got to have you back up just on that, because as you said, this is a gateway a portal into everything else. Anthrax War, get it at InfoWars.com, folks. This deserves to be seen. You can also get their book at their website, AnthraxWar.com. But get the video today. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for joining us. We didn't have a chance to hear in the final segment from Mr. Nadler. Mr. Nadler, great having you on as well. And I look forward to having you back up. Maybe in a month or so, we'll do 2 hours and take phone calls and get into all the other adventures and any threats you got or other things that happened along your way.
Thanks, Alex.
Great being with you, Alex. Thank you.
All right. Great job, gentlemen. Great film. I'm really impressed. You guys are amazing filmmakers. I admire you. Retransmission starts now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.